last time on the Don and Mike Show.
That's going to have to be the promo tonight for the show.
Start right now. Say, do it. Greet your fans.
Hey, money fans. Have I lost weight? Have I lost weight running around the track?
I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Please support Hannah Storm and go to www.playboy.com and vote often for Hannah Storm as the hottest woman in TV sports.
With your internet vote, she'll win. We guarantee it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for listening.
I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
What?
No who would you do call.
Oh, really?
No call to play the name game.
What?
No calls to rape women.
She's a whore.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
People you like. Be with your family.
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
What can I say? He turns water into wine.
Right.
He took one fish and fed thousands. He took one piece of bread and turned it into loaves of bread for millions. You may know him as the man with a thorny crown, Jesus H. Christ. I know him as Philip R.J.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know,
Are you ready to help our team to a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey, what do you say, fans?
And Grungy, who was born this day in the city of Snyder, a child, is Phil the Hawkbird. And Merry Christmas, Dr. and Mrs. Lance Pimple and all the ships at sea. Hey, so good, it'll give you multiple mini seizures.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Gives me douche chills.
There you go.
Oh, but gives ye douche chills also.
Ye.
Hello, and thank you for listening. All I want for Christmas is for Westwood One Stock traded over $12 a share.
Oh, come on, don't get greedy.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. Don and Mike Show coming to you live via the auspices of the Westwood One Radio Network. Really, no S. It's an actually syndicated show.
Right.
New episode and what is going to be our final episode of the year 2000 on Tuesday. December 12th. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636.
Oh!
877-365-3636. Welcome.
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to a joyous, joyous show.
Won't you come on in?
Everyone, please open the doors. Slide right in.
And miracles, I guess.
It starts off joyous.
Yes.
Always.
It goes down in flames.
Well, no, you know what? Maybe not.
Step
right
into my heart.
Because we no longer do the radio version of It's a Wonderful Life.
That is the worst part,
yeah.
Usually, and we don't get angry by that.
Mike, take it.
Welcome. Thank you very much, John. And may I say to everyone that it's built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
Yes. For various reasons, this is the last show. Mm-hmm. We're cut out a couple days early, but the good news is we are coming back a couple days earlier than we had planned on coming back from vacation also.
Yes, the normal schedule would have us coming back on Valentine's Day, and so now we're actually going to come back the day after New Year's.
Wow. No, yes, we are coming back the day after New Year. We're just taking off a couple days early so I can, you know, have the first of my two surgeries done.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said to you in the office, now you know how Buzz feels every single Christmas.
And you know, there's an outside shot. This is, I got to go in and have the first one done very early tomorrow morning, and then have the second one done at some point in the vacation after the first one. There's an outside shot that at some point Buzz and I could end up in the hospital together.
You guys just roaming the halls of the ward in your gowns?
I have asked for adjoining suites,
and
so I hope it works out.
And here's the dream scenario.
Yeah.
Rob told me today that Carrie might have to have a C-section because
oh my God,
the baby's head is so big.
Right.
The baby is huge, and it has not yet gone to the lower portion of her belly, so they are examining right now the possibilities of C-section or labor induction.
Ah,
so there is a chance that we will have a three-bed suite in the hospital.
All of you with a lion licking your toes.
I've already put in for a triple wheelchair, and I'll be pushing it.
Absolutely. So listen, today, I know Christmas isn't for a little less than 2 weeks, but today will be the Christmas show with all of the Christmas stuff. Boy's coming in.
Yes.
He has decided to forego. You know, now that he's in high school, I thought that this would be the year that he would want to bag out because he's got so many after-school activities. He's got sports,
right,
and he's got his music lesson today, and he's got studying for exams. But I think he bagged maybe his after-school sports, so he's going
to
come in for a while.
Excellent.
Mommy's coming in. I'm not sure if Mommy's going to come in and actually be on the show today because this is the one day that she likes to give to Bart to come in and be on the show.
Sure.
And I don't know. I want her to come in because, if nothing else, I'd like to recreate the beautiful Christmas moment.
Oh, yes, with Wendell?
That my wife and I were able to have this morning.
It is the season.
The beautiful Christmas moment. Here's what happened.
Joy to the world.
My wife went out and purchased something today. And as I walked into the room and I saw what she had purchased, and you know me, even-tempered.
Absolutely.
You know, very much a pacifist. Very.
Call you Steady Eddie around here.
Very rarely. Raise my voice in anger at anyone.
I've never heard you raise your voice.
I said to her at a rather loud tone, I said, can't you stop buying?
Wow.
I said, it is 10 days until Christmas. Can't you stop buying? And it was not because, as usual, she's buying stuff.
Right.
That I don't mind, but she's buying stuff that I've bought her already.
Oh.
And she's buying stuff that's not as good as the stuff that I got.
That's when you have the high ground, when you're coming from that point.
That's
when you can assert your authority.
Yeah.
Because you're coming from moral high ground there, you know, that you've already gotten her something.
Right? And I did. I did. Boy, oh boy. We had it out today. I mean, it was a, can't you stop buying? 10 days, please.
Right.
Just stop buying stuff.
Or buying for, you know, buying for other people is okay, because that's what everybody's supposed to do.
Right. But she's a good girl, my wife. She's a nice, obedient wife.
She, under these circumstances.
She repacked
right.
the item.
Yes.
And I sat in my chair as I heard the thump, thump, thump of the item being dragged
right
down the stairs in our home. And
does that mean she dragged it up the stairs, or did it get delivered?
Nope, she dragged it up the stairs.
Ah, very good. Okay.
Well, you know, she's big and strong.
Yes, she is.
Unlike me, small and frail. and then I sat there and ate a sandwich while I watched her lug it out to the car and
feeling triumphant.
Go to return it. Yeah, well, you know.
Joyful and triumphant.
She's effing with the Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah. Her first present this year was a good lesson.
Rob.
I'd like her to come in today. Let me see where she is. I think she might be wanting to run out and do some of those last-minute errands.
Sure.
Where's she at?
I didn't get her anything, so I hope she's not expecting a gift
when
she comes in.
I don't think so. I think I'm getting that beep that says she's on the phone.
There you are.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. Yep.
I never knew that.
Huh.
On a cell phone, that's what it means. It means she's got the call coming in.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, Boo.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to a girlfriend.
Ah, well, listen, I think you should come in today. I know that you were just planning on dropping Barty off and then picking him up.
No, I'm going to let it be Bart's thing. I got errands to run, baby doll.
Okay, well, can't we recreate that moment today, though?
No. You know, the actual moment was tiring enough. I haven't got the energy for the recreation.
You stop buying.
Yeah,
it's 10 days until Christmas.
No, I took it back. I understood you were absolutely right, but I don't see how this is something you would have purchased, but I didn't want to think too hard on it because I don't want to spoil any surprise. I didn't think I was getting anything because of my new kitchen.
Well, I don't think you. Okay, here's the other fallacy of this. I didn't think I was getting anything. Now, keep in mind, that's what she says. That's what she says. While at the same time, if you open our kitchen cabinet,
right,
we've got like one of the, you know, that board that Tim Russert used on election night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To write stuff down with the erasable
plastic
marker
board. Right.
Yes. If you open one of the cabinets in our kitchen, she's got a list of stuff in there.
Okay, what does it say? There's like three items, and it's slippers.
And, okay, hold on. Don't go into each item, but... And I don't want to talk about exactly what the gift is, but...
I know, but see, it wasn't hardly... I mean, I just wrote some slippers in case, like, my mom called or my godchild needed to buy me something.
And then there was the last item on the gift.
I don't even remember what it was.
You remember the last item on the gift on the list was the went with the thing that you bought today.
Oh, a TV?
Yeah. Okay. Way to give it up.
Why did you want to say that? I'm the one to be surprised.
All right, honey. Well, just,
I mean, who are you spoiling that for? I mean,
curtail the buying for the next 10 days.
Okay. Well, I was just out doing some other shopping and I picked up a little something, but
I
took it back.
I appreciate it.
And I said, I'm sorry.
And I graciously accept that apology.
All right.
And I love you, honey.
You know, just relax.
Well,
you got the Christmas stress happening. I'm supposed to have the Christmas stress, but you've got it.
I got pissed. I mean, I know.
You're all wound up. Just relax. No biggie. I was happy to do it.
All right.
All right, my sugar bear.
All right.
Calm down. It's Christmas time. You
all
know,
right.
I see you types on the road every second this time of year. It's like everybody is type A. Just relax. No big deal.
It's a dangerous time.
All you'd have to do was say that in a calm voice to me.
Well, I couldn't say it in a calm voice to you. As box after box of stuff arrives at our house, you know, as the new blender arrives and the new mixing bowls arrive.
No, there's not new blenders and new mixing bowls.
Hold on. Is that not a new blender in our house?
A blender, but you know what? You don't want to listen while I tell you. I want a certain stainless steel blender.
Right.
I mean, it would bore you to hear detail. And if you bought the white wearing blender, which is fine, but not what I wanted for the new kitchen, it wouldn't be right. So I'm saving you aggravation.
All I know is that it is 12 days till Christmas, and throughout our house, it is like the showroom on the goddamn Price is Right. Where in every other room, you know, I expect a model to come by and here it is.
Look at this home filled with beautiful prizes.
Stainless steel blender.
Well, Sugar Bear, I'd be happy to. I could tell you 100 things that I see and don't buy and would like to have, but you don't want to. Hear that, and I don't want you to be disappointed on Christmas when, you know, you don't buy me exactly what I want, and I.
Honey, listen. I am after 20 years.
I have no idea what I want.
I'm used to it. After 20 years, I'm used to it. I'm used to giving you a gift, and you're not even polite enough to pretend that you like it.
You just asked me. Buy me a pretty little dress like I wore to the Christmas party that I told everyone that you picked out.
She just asks me where I got it and if I have the receipt for it. And if that's not the response you want,
yeah.
When you give someone a gift that you thought about on Christmas, she goes, first thing she shows me, where'd you get it? Do you still have the receipt? Okay.
Well, I tell you what you're good at, and then there, you know, I thought you were going to buy me some clothes. I mean, that would be wonderful. And you're good at that. More compliments on the dress you've bought than
anything. The tide has turned in this discussion.
I know it has. Yeah. All right, well, listen, just please don't buy yourself anything.
All right, well, I'm right downstairs. Party's going up now.
All right, well, why don't you come up?
No, I got things.
Hey, come out. Don't you like it when we make out on Christmas?
No, I don't want to come. I don't want a tongue kiss right now. No, thanks.
Come on.
I'd like the receipt on that sometime.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Come on, we got breath mints up here, honey.
No, I'll pass. I'll pass. I'll go Christmas shopping, baby doll. I won't buy me anything.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Rob's over there with a handy mint.
Thank you, Rob. I'll take the Altoid anyway.
I thought Rob was coming over there for the tongue kiss or something for a second. Based on his performance at the Christmas party.
You know, we have a stack of photos here. And I think that these photos deserve to be put up on somebody's website, whether it be the2expos.com or
right.
Homo Joe or DennisMurphy.com. We described the Christmas party the other day, but you haven't lived until you've seen, for instance, this picture of sales guy Tim McWilliams, who's just wearing
a bathrobe.
Just a bathrobe. Hey, Barty, have a seat. And welcome. Here he is now. A high school sophomore.
Wow.
Sit down. Have a seat. Come on, grab a microphone.
this is when I get a mic and boot right now, because it's always so fun. And, you know, I remember, this is when I feel old, too. This is when your son comes walking in here, and he's, like, as tall as all of us now. It's you can just lean back on that if you want, or you can lay it down on the floor. You can do that.
And he wants to come in. Now, this is the other point that I'd to make, is that my kid is not, like, freaking Cody Gifford, and I'm certainly not, like...
Sure.
I'm not, like... I'm not like Jack Diamond dragging him in and say, come on, hey, read out of a joke book, little
just
buddy.
Lay it on the floor. Go ahead.
Lay it on the floor. Come on. Barty, just put it anywhere.
All right, great.
There you go. Have a seat now. Grab the microphone.
Terrific.
Hi there.
Here is your son.
Here he is.
What kind of festive tie are you wearing today?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yep, that's his standard school outfit, as you
that
can see.
That is his school outfit where he gets by the letter of the law, technically, that he has to wear a tie.
Yes, however, he has on khaki pants,
right.
White socks, his gigantic Herman Munster boots.
Right, very cool boots.
He has on a black and orange sweater, a blue shirt, and a green tie.
I tell you, the sweater... The shirt and the tie, it kind of looks like a scene from the movie Braveheart. That is a real battle going on there between the tie. But that's the goal, isn't it? To have every color kind of fight one another.
I'm sorry, Uncle Mike. I can't look as sharp as you do.
He has turned into a little ball buster.
So listen, you still like coming in and being on the show on Christmas, huh? On the,
that's what you tell me.
Oh,
are you doing this for your dad? Is that why you come in now? You're doing it because your dad likes you to be here?
No, come on.
Yeah.
What did I tell you last night? You don't have to.
I just won't get as many Christmas presents.
Oh, you're such a liar. You're absolutely such a liar. Admit it. That last night...
He likes being here. It's written all over his face. He won't admit it, but he likes... You like being here.
And, Mark, if you're going to be here, for goodness sakes, you know, I'm not going to be like Kathy Lee, but say something. Don't just sit there and just get that goofy look on your face. Talk. Speak. Come on. Don't act like a retard. Say something. What is your Christmas message for all the people listening to the show right
That's
now?
That's a wonderful thing. That's it. Share your Christmas wishes.
Come on, Barty. What is it?
Merry Christmas.
You got nothing else to say besides that?
How's school going?
Fine.
What did you get on your Spanish test today?
84.
What was that?
84.
84 is a fine grade. Are you still bummed out about that?
No.
You were bummed out when you told me before.
No, because I studied over 3 hours.
Can you say something to us in Spanish?
Sí, señor.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you can do better than
come
that.
Come on, give us something better than that.
Yay.
Okay. If you don't give us something better than that, we're going to have to start talking about your zits. Oh, he's out of there. He's leaving now. He's leaving.
Oh, dear.
Come on, have a seat.
Sit down.
Have a seat.
Relax. Welcome to the den.
Come on, have a seat.
Welcome to the den.
You want to see some pictures of the Christmas party? Want to see some funny pictures?
He says no.
Of me and Mom?
No. No.
Well, hold on. I bet this is Mom on the phone again. Hello?
Hey, tell him I'm going to come back and get him if he doesn't want to be there when he was practically crying when he thought he'd have to miss it. I mean, he was so bummed when he thought he didn't miss it, and he's got piano this afternoon, so
he's
I'm more than happy to come back and pick him up.
He's making a pantomime that you're drinking, Frida.
Oh.
He's saying Mom's drinking. That's why he's saying
right.
that.
Well, tell him his drinking Mom will be out downstairs sitting in the car, and he can come down and get in it.
Yeah, it's time for you to come clean about this, Barty, and speak, and don't be a mime in here. Don't be a mime.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I've got plenty else to do that rather than running all over the Beltway, dragging him down to your radio station.
I want to tell both you parents, though, that he has the comedy gene. I know he's putting on a little show that's not necessarily on microphone, but he is amusing me.
He's pretending to be a mime right now, like he's
that makes me laugh.
Trapped in a box. Right.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, listen, I guess then both Mom and I are lying when we say that last night, when I said, I guess you're not going to be able to come down and be on the show, that you were upset about that you want to come down.
And he's been begging me to bring him down. I mean, even when you're not around. And
he wants to be here.
You know, ask your dad. I don't know. I mean, if you can get out of school early, and if you don't, you know, and then we'll just...
You know what, Mom?
And then
Mom.
Piano.
Mom.
What?
It's like when Dad says, tell me you love me. You know what? I don't really want to, okay? Not really on the air.
You don't want to tell me you love me on the air?
What?
Yeah, kind of. What'd you say? It's embarrassing?
Yeah.
All right, so what else are you saying? Is it embarrassing to say that you still want to come down here?
No.
Then what did you mean when you said...
You don't have to say you love him, but if you're going to act like you don't want to be there, like he twisted your arm, I'll come back and get you.
He did not twist my arm.
He wants to be here. I mean, we all know he wants to. You want to be here, right?
He's rolling his eyes. He can't do it. He's like you. He's as stubborn as you are.
Yes.
He wants to be here. He just said yes.
All right, Joe Cool. Then tell Daddy thank you.
Thank you, Father.
All right. And tell me thank you, too, while you're at it.
Thank you, beautiful mother.
All right. That's better. Okay, goodbye, boys.
Bye. Hey, honey, his clock is running here. Okay?
I know. I'll be down there in an hour.
Okay. That's
okay.
One hour from approximately 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. I love you, sweetie.
Love you, too.
Bye.
When do we get to open the presents?
Oh, very soon.
Okay.
I didn't bring any presents.
You didn't bring any presents?
That's all right.
You didn't bring... You didn't... I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just... That's what I do.
Now, listen, on today's show, we've got a big one. We're going to have the Charlie Hamburger James story.
Yay.
Also, I'm not going to forget this. You're going to really love this. You've never heard this before. My Aunt Lola story.
Oh, fantastic.
I always like story.
What, Barty?
Great story.
Great. It is a great story.
Kind of disgusting. Great story.
That's right. Is a great story. Also today, Secret Sound, our last Secret Sound. It's Secret Sound number 2 for the holidays.
Didn't we preview it yesterday?
yesterday?
Yep, we did. I'm going to give you another free play on it right now. Here it is. Listen up. That is Secret Sound number 2, the final one of the year. And being as we've got $1,976.31 left in the hopper. We are going to shoot the wad, and we're going to give all the money away today.
Wow.
This is the sound. Okay, Bart, you love playing this game. What do you think it is?
Is it a staple gun?
Okay, no, it's not. It is not a staple gun. Rob, should I give a clue? Being as only three or four people are going to have a shot at it today.
Yeah, start with a clue.
Okay. Let me check with Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
The clue is clothing. Clothing.
Clothing.
That is the clue for Secret Sound number 2, which today is worth $1,976.31.
Wow.
We also have big news. Buzz, you already writing down an answer?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Writing down the clues.
Okay. Also, we have...
He forgets, you know.
We have good news for everybody.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
In our battle to get Hannah Storm to the top of the Playboy.com list. Now, yesterday when I brought this up on the show, Hannah Storm was in last place on Playboy.com with 897 votes, 1%. As I speak now, she is in fifth place.
Wow.
Right.
With 7,858 votes. She is less than 100 votes behind Bonnie Bernstein, hey. My favorite whore from CBS.
Way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
So listen, you can do it. Today,
you can do it. Don't quit.
You can do it. And that's from which movie, Barty?
Waterboy.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Melissa Stark has 15,987 votes. You can do it because yesterday, over 7,000 people voted for Hannah Storm.
Oh, but she's closing in. This is easy.
But what if people vote for Melissa Stark?
Well, if people vote for Melissa Stark, they can vote for Melissa Stark.
People have voted for Melissa Stark.
It's not like if you get 7,000, you automatically win.
No.
Melissa Stark's going to get them.
No, listen, Melissa Stark's going to win this contest, Barty, but the
you're
point...
trouble. You are big trouble,
The point of it is, though, to get, before we go off the air today, to get Hannah Storm, who, listen, is not a fashion model, to get her to the number one spot. What are you guys doing over there? Are you pantomiming back and forth?
They're saying, I'll be watching you.
I said, you and me outside.
Oh, God. So, Barty, what'd you do at school today? Tell us, what was the average day of school? I took you to school. What happened after I dropped you off?
I talked to a teacher because I had a test first period.
Yeah.
Then I had free period, second period. So I goofed off in the library.
Right.
I slept a little.
You slept?
Yeah, in the lounge.
Okay.
Then third period.
This is why I'm paying the big bucks for a private school today. So my kid can take a nap.
That's a few Z's at the desk.
In the library.
Third period, I had...
When you sleep, I have a question about your sleeping. When you sleep in this library, that's where you... Where do you sleep?
I went to the library to goof off, and then I went to the lounge.
You went to the lounge to sleep. Do you sleep on a sofa or in a
chair?
They
have, these wooden sofas with cushions on them.
I understand.
So I just lie down on one?
Like a Pine Factory kind of sofa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out.
What about fourth period?
Fourth period, I had choir.
Fifth period?
Espanol.
Sixth period?
Lunch.
Seventh period?
Activities. Today we had advisor meetings.
Doesn't sound to me like a very tough day at school.
Is that a normal day?
I would like to see you do it for one day.
Is that a normal day?
And I have geometry last period.
That was right there.
There you go.
That knocks me out.
Yeah. That's the one I was waiting for, the real class.
Mm-hmm.
But today I did not have chemistry.
Chemistry.
And you didn't have history, did you? Or is that what you had for the history test?
Guys,
yeah.
Thursday and Friday, I have a double period of chemistry. That's an hour and 40 minutes of chemistry.
Oh, my.
Lots of chemistry.
Wow.
There's no doubt you're smarter than me. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I can see it.
What did you get on your SATs when you took them the last time? Come on, show off.
No.
Come on, what did you get?
I didn't take SATs. I took SAT2s. It doesn't matter.
What did you get? What was your score?
You mean when the test you take is a precursor to the real SATs?
Yeah, and
okay.
It's got a lot of numbers, so I don't know.
It was very. It was a very high number, though, wasn't it? Come on.
Sure.
Sure. Whatever you say,
Mr. Modest. Yeah, Mr. Modest. Meanwhile,
he doesn't want to brag.
Meanwhile, you know, when this thing comes at home, mm-hmm. he like runs around the house and holds it over his head.
Really? Because I don't think I ever showed it to you. So.
Yeah. Oh, God. Really, I guess we don't live in the same house, do we?
Yeah, but I don't think you've ever seen it, unless someone else showed it to you, because I think you would have seen it if I had run in with it over my head going,
I think you did, and I think I did. And as a matter of fact, I think every time you get a report card that we have a discussion about it and that we read it together.
Well, considering I don't check the mail, and usually you're there when the mail comes.
Right.
You should see it, right?
I don't know what happened here. You know, I mean, what happened?
It's being on the radio.
The years when he would come in and be cute and adorable and precocious.
Mm-hmm. He's being precocious, yes. But he's being...
Those years are gone.
He's being precocious in a high school student type of way right now. I think every parent of a teenager understands.
You have to just dial it down... Just a little bit, and dial up the love meter a little bit.
So do you want me to go back to how I was when I came in, dialing it down?
No, he said dial up the love meter.
Dial down.
That means the sweetness level, even if it's artificial.
Dial down the sarcasm, and dial up the love. Otherwise, there's going to be some topics discussed here today.
I'm sorry, fantasy football master.
No,
sorry.
Because two guys can play this game, okay? You want to come in here?
Oh, I will leave. Hey, just kidding.
Don't skin off my nose. I got to be here and do the show today. You know, but hey, listen, I love you more than anything. You're my son. Jeez, I love you more than anything, but you want to bust balls.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm ready. Because you know what I'll talk about.
Not the fart sound.
He's going to write it down.
He's going to jot it down. Not the fart sound.
Let's see what he's writing down
here. If you say anything about that, I will kill you.
Here are the two things.
Okay,
but if you don't...
Uncle Mike can't see them.
All right, these are the two things. If you don't shape up, I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to talk... Now, you have to give me that back. Yeah, Barney, you have to give it to... Thank you, because I have something written on the other side.
Okay, but please.
Okay.
Now, I believe the attitude adjustment has taken hold.
Just so we have the parameters now of the rest of your visit on the show set today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But that would include not making faces while you say yes, sir.
No one can see that, though.
No, I can see it. Uncle Mike can see it. Buzz can see it. Rob can see it.
I don't think Buzz can see it.
No, not really. He is the Zen master over here. You know that, don't you?
I'm sorry, Dad. I look perfect today.
There you go.
Okay. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Well, listen, that was something. Welcome. You know, this is what it's like in my house in the morning, incidentally.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's the life with a teenager.
Yes, except I get it both barrels in the morning. That I get it from Frida, and I get it from him. Although a lot of times, and Barty, you'll admit this, a lot of times it's you and I together, because we're both grumpy in the morning when we get up. And a lot of times, do you think Mom is way too happy in the morning when she wakes up?
No. I don't. What?
Oh, please.
I don't.
Like when you come upstairs and you go, all right, here's Bart coming upstairs in the morning.
I don't say anything.
You just come up and you go, I don't feel good. I feel like I got knives in my throat. My throat hurts. You sit down. You put your head on the table. You do. You put your head on the
sleep.
You put your head
on the table.
You put your head on the table. Meanwhile, I haven't had my cup of coffee yet. We're both just as sour-assed as can be. And Mom comes down. Frida comes down. And she's like, la, 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 la. Where's my boys? Good morning, boys. How's everybody doing? And that's what she wants to, like, have.
Oh, yeah. Dad,
family discussion.
Can you imagine if she came down and she was like, think it would just be three people around the
That'd
table.
That'd be very
going,
sad if everybody was like that. Yeah.
But haven't you noticed that when Mom comes down in the morning, a lot of times, that's when she wants to have the heavy family discussions?
No. Really, I haven't.
You are no help.
No, really, really. Usually she wants them later at night when I'm tired.
Okay.
I thought you were tired in the morning.
I'm tired all the time.
That's the age. Except on the weekend.
But on the weekend. Weekend, I'm fine, but weekdays, I'm sick.
And also, we got a thing at our house.
Sick.
We got a thing in our house with Barty, and we call it Sunday nightus.
Yeah. Sunday night, I come down with flu.
Yeah,
every Sunday night.
Because here's the deal. Friday night, he'll play with his friends, sleep at a friend's house.
Sure.
Saturday, we do stuff together all day.
Yeah.
Sunday, we do stuff. We go to the Redskins game. We play. We do everything. Sunday night, what was it, about 8:30?
No, it's before The Simpsons, so I can look in pain during The Simpsons.
Normally about 8 o'clock on Sunday night that we start getting the, and he'll just sit in the chair and do that. He'll go,
What can I say? I'm a high-quality actor.
That's cool. It's good. Maybe it's a profession you want to take up, acting.
But Mom and I both know you're acting. That's a good question. What do you want to do for a living? Don't just stare at Uncle Mike.
We're having a staring contest right now.
Marty, what do you want to do?
A staring contest that I will win.
Not quite sure.
Let's get this on the record. No, hey, come on, guys.
Well,
no staring contest.
Okay, all right. Yes,
stare during the commercial.
Yes, Father.
During the commercial.
Yes, sir.
What is it you want to do? With your life? I mean,
that's a good question. I'd be curious to know.
You got 2 years of high school. There's no doubt we've already discussed college and stuff like that. But really, it's a serious question, Marty. What do you want to do?
I want to live it up.
You want to live it up and just have fun?
Yeah.
Okay. But without any work. That's perfectly normal.
No consequence, work-free environment.
It's worked for Rob Spiewak for how many years now?
Good choice.
Imagine that. How would you like to be? How would you like 20 years from now to be him?
20 years from now? Why not right now?
Sitting in the back of the studio, lounging wearing a Santa Claus hat.
Look at that. But seriously, with that said, look at how happy he is. He's probably the happiest person in this building.
My ideal situation, however, I wouldn't put on the clothes. I would just wear like a robe and a wife beater.
Oh,
pair of boxers.
That's the other.
The look.
Right. That is the other big complaint we have about Bart.
Right.
Is that Bart, well, first off,
he likes to be comfortable.
He sleeps in the nude. And you know where where he got this from, I don't know, because I don't and Frida doesn't.
Right.
And we go down to, we wake him up like on a weekend morning. And, you know, I love
you
waking
guys
him.
Shooting, walk in my room, just.
I love waking him up the way my dad used to wake me up, my mom. I'm sure you were the same way, too. At some point, if it's 10 or 10:30 on Saturday morning, you just go down and you pull back the sheet.
Oh, no.
Kind of homo.
And you just say...
Did you discover that when you did that? Did you discover that's the way he slept?
And I warn you.
And I don't pull back the sheets.
Yeah.
I don't pull back the sheets because as I am starting to tug on them, he will say to me, Dad, you don't want to do that.
Right.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
And he loves his sleep. Damn, he loves
his
sleep.
That's the age. Yeah, that is the age. I mean, I think my maximum sleep periods were, when I was a teenager. That's when you log your serious sack time. I mean, that's when sleeping till 11 o'clock is absolutely no problem at all.
I think you will agree, though. You are the sloppiest person ever.
No?
Are you the sloppiest person ever? Who's sloppier in our house than you?
Mom?
Oh, come on. Mom is meticulous.
There's only one person left.
It's not me. I mean, I'll tell you.
It is.
I'm sloppy, but I'm not sloppy like you.
I'm not sloppy.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Here's Bart's routine when he comes home from school in the afternoon.
Okay, I'll give it to him.
No.
No, because you're going to put some sort of bad spin on it.
No.
I'll give it to him.
He knows the game now.
Here's what I do. Walk inside. Walk down to my room. Now drop off.
Hold on, you've already missed the first the first step, which is drop the coat in the middle of the kitchen floor.
And my shoes.
And his shoes.
In the middle of the kitchen floor.
Go downstairs, put on a robe and a wife beater, do homework.
You put on a robe when you get home?
Yes.
Wow. That's unusual. That's the first thing that is, all of the other discussions were kind of normal teenage behavior. The robe in the afternoon when he gets home is highly irregular.
Seriously, Mom.
He doesn't get home until 6 o'clock at night
in
school.
And also, I've worn mess shorts, and my mom says, go put pants on. And I don't want to put pants on. It's pain. Sweatpants?
Oh, and here's my big complaint with him, because I gave this to you, I know, this weekend. When we were going through the Sunday nightus thing, on Sunday, we'd be like, my throat hurts so bad, it feels like knives are going in my throat. I said, hey, Bart, if my throat felt like that, I wouldn't be walking out into the garage with no shoes and no socks on
right.
when it's 20 degrees outside.
Well, I didn't want to waste all my energy going all the way downstairs putting on shoes.
He's the laziest. I mean, I love you more than anything, but you are the laziest boy in the world.
I accept that title with pride.
Right. Well, he's my man. And you know I do love you more than anything. And seriously, what are you planning to be when you grow up? Come on. Give me a time capsule here. Something I can play when you're a grown-up. I mean, I've got all the tapes from when you were little. I think we have tapes actually from every single Christmas when you've come on the show. What is the thought right now?
Marty, he's thinking. He's leaning back in his chair. He's giving it some thought, stroking his chin thoughtfully, enjoying the narration of his behavior.
I want to be like you, Dad.
Come on, I told you, you can't be in the radio. Seriously.
So he's thinking some more.
I want to be Robbie.
Want to be Robbie.
He wants to be Robbie. Excellent.
To be Robbie.
Great, okay, great.
Excellent choice.
Can't applaud that. Well, then I can immediately take you out of the school that you're in, and I can take all the college money that I have set aside.
Well, Rob went to college. Mm-hmm. That's how he got some of his big brain in there.
Now listen,
you know?
This is no slide on Rob.
Sure.
No slide on Rob. But I'll send you to the college Rob went to, and Mom and I will be able to go buy a condo down in Florida. Okay? If that's the case, if you want to be Rob, no slide on Rob.
No, no, no. Okay, I got a new one. I want to do something else, but I want to have the brain size of Rob.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. I'd be like a superhuman being.
Right. What happened to being a veterinarian? Is that out of the picture now?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why? Do you not think that's cool to talk about that on the radio? Is that something
No,
not cool?
I don't know if it's not cool. I just want to answer your questions honestly.
What kind of vet, if you were going to be a vet, what kind of vet would you want to be, if you've thought about it?
Kind that people go to?
You mean, there are different kinds of veterinarians.
Well,
there's some those people out like that do the horses.
I'm just talking about kind of vet people would go to.
Like take their dogs and cats to. So they're standard vet.
Basically, when we've discussed this with a friend of mine, he would be, again, like everything, the lazy vet. He would be the vet where animals
that makes other people do his work.
Yeah. The vet that would never really have sick animals come
would
to
never
you.
Like would never, you know, drain an anal gland.
Oh,
probably.
Oh.
That's what you have to do when you're a vet. You have to do
would
that
make
to a dog.
Someone else do that.
You know, the thing is, with veterinarians, correct me if I'm wrong, don't vets have to go their medical training lasts longer than a regular physician?
Don't I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I know it. And haven't we discussed that already?
A little.
University of Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've discussed that. Yeah, see, he has these discussions in real life.
No, but recently I really have been thinking of what I want to do.
Okay, well, let me know.
Because I want to be rich. I've decided.
Well, gee, welcome to the club.
Yeah. I know I'm in the minority here, but I think I would like to have a little money.
Is there anybody you'd like to...
invent something.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to today? You got any friends you want to say hi to? What about that kid that's always coming over? What's his name? Joey. What about Joey?
Who?
Your friend Joey?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is Joey going to be upset when he hears you say that?
He's at swim practice right now.
The Joey that you don't know?
Right.
What about the other guys in your gang? What about,
Okay.
Alex?
Hello, Jared.
What about Alex?
Hello, Jared. I've done it, Dad. I've done it.
What about Adam? What? Why is this embarrassing to have you say hello to your friends?
It's not.
You got any chicks you want to say hi to?
No.
You know, last year you didn't say hi to any girls.
No, I did not.
Couldn't just take one girl that you want to say hi to?
No.
Would you like to say, how about this? Not what I wrote about. Without mentioning her name, would you like to say something to the girl who you think calls you too much?
Oh, no, she doesn't, though. She doesn't, though. So it's fine now.
She doesn't call anymore?
That stopped like 6 months ago.
Oh, really? You've weaned her?
Yes.
Because she used to call all the time.
I know.
All the time.
I know.
Call for you. All the time.
I know.
Constantly, the girl would call. Constantly. All right. Well, listen, you can stay. You can stay and participate in the show.
He's feigning like, I should be really excited about that.
Yeah, right. You know, again, if you don't want to, bud, you don't have to.
Dad, I'm just kidding.
I know you are.
He's a kidder.
I know, and he means it from his sticker. Mm-hmm. From his sticker.
Just remember one thing, Bart. I'll be watching you.
Okay. You and me in the parking lot.
Now.
Okay. All right, boys, settle down.
Yeah. It'll be gift
time. I'm out of control over here.
Gift time in...
It rubs off. You know, I want to do the same thing.
Go time.
Yeah, we're really out of control over here. Dad.
Well, come on.
It's rubbing off. It's rubbing off. You're funny because you get so uptight. You still get uptight. You still get very uptight.
Because I'm... apparently still the only one in this room that realizes that unlike Bart, who doesn't have to work for a living, and Mike, who forgets that he's here to work for a living.
What about Rob? Rob works hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at Rob working hard.
Yeah, look
at that. Did you see their hand movement?
Yes, I saw him moving those carts, doing all that.
No, you didn't see the hand movement Rob just... the hand movement Rob just gave. But I bet you're familiar with it.
Oh,
now
I
get
it. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
I am not the one who owns... Never mind.
What, are you going to talk about that DVD that Mom bought me?
Yes, Illicit Lovers.
Oh, God. And incidentally, who comes in to the cave all the time when he wants to watch a movie?
Hey, don't we have to break for spots now?
We do, but who comes into the cave and goes through all the movies and says, what am I going to watch? Happy Gilmore, The Water Boy, and then you go to that one dirty DVD that Mom bought me.
What can I say? I'm 15.
He's right about that.
Touche.
There you go. Absolutely.
Touche. And I'd like to just like to point out that it was your mother who bought that dirty DVD for me.
Yeah, but she didn't buy all the other ones that were on the satellite.
Well, she bought me that one so I wouldn't have to buy the other ones on the satellite.
I checked the bill and you've been going back to the satellite.
I have not been going back to the satellite.
I checked.
You did not.
I did too.
When's the last time I purchased one?
I don't memorize the dates. I say, ooh, that J-O'd on this day. You've got to remember it.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
That's different.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes, yeah. It is. See where I'm coming from?
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sirree. Happy holidays, everyone. Joy to the world.
Right.
Yes, sirree. Well, Happy holidays.
I love it, Mom.
Can't
you wait to shower?
Uncle Mike.
Yes.
Can't you wait until your children are of age?
Yes.
Don't you wish they're just like me?
I'm kind of happy I've got daughters right now. I am.
Oh, it doesn't mean the daughters won't explore themselves.
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Enough.
You're talking about my kids, pal.
I was just talking about my kids.
My five-year-old, my three. I don't want to hear exploring. I'm not ready for that yet. I am not ready for that yet.
All right. Marty, have a seat.
Wow.
Have a seat. Do you want me to call Mom? What?
I don't find any of this amusing.
Really? You don't. Well, for the record, I wouldn't change you. I love you. Now, put the headphones on. You want to solicit for a call 100 for the secret sound?
What?
Do you want to do the solicit for the secret sound?
Okay.
Okay. Well, never mind that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. No. I mean,
yes.
Give me a yes or no. Okay.
Yes.
Is this the way it is in your house all the time?
No. I want to tell you something. Yeah.
At home, it's worse.
No.
At home, it's worse.
At home, he's great. You know, the only time I get this attitude is when we play video games. This is the only time.
I am the greatest in the world. You can't beat me.
This is the only time.
You just can't beat me. I'm sorry.
This is the only time.
I'm sorry, Dad.
That I get run this attitude.
And fantasy football.
Yes. Well, and he's had nothing to say in fantasy football.
I know, because, Dad, you were the best fantasy football player ever. I mean, I wish I could be even remotely like you.
See, now he's patronizing.
I understand that.
He's totally patronizing me.
I never would have gotten that.
I tell you, at home, he's great. He's a wonderful kid. Right. He's a loving kid. Except when we play a game, that's when he gets like this. It doesn't matter if it's Monopoly or, hey, what about when we were playing cards?
Can't help it if I'm amazing.
What about when we were playing Gin Remy a couple of weeks ago?
Can't help it if I won $2 off you.
There you go.
Where did he get that? I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right, Barty, you want to do the solicit? Go ahead.
Call it 100.
You got it. Phone number 877-365-3636. Give away some big ticket Christmas items and give you your first shot at winning $1,976.31 with the secret sound. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As you know, I was determined to make my gift this year a little more meaningful. And after a great deal of effort, I believe I have. My gift does not come from some fancy store, all wrapped in glittery paper. My gift comes from my heart. Tonight I intend to sit each one of you down and tell you in my own words exactly how much you mean to me.
That's it?
That's the cheapest thing I've ever
heard. Are you out of your mind?
Or I could get someone over to give us all massages.
Oh, great!
Well, that's fine.
Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I forgot to mention, Marty, the other great thing at our house. I don't think I mentioned it yesterday. The heater's broken.
I knew it because
like your heating system in your house? Yeah.
Only in the basement where I sleep.
And in, not only in the basement, but in the whole kitchen, living room, dining room.
Yep.
Yeah, we got absolutely no heat in the house. The other night, I guess it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, Bart came up to 4 o'clock in the morning, Bart came up to our room and said, I hear a noise.
Right.
And of course,
I'm not 10. Come on. Just, give me some credit.
I just rolled back over and went to sleep. He says, no, really. I hear a noise.
Right.
Okay. We get up, we go stand in the hallway, and we hear...
Wow. And I was next door to it.
Yeah, it's
like the heat pump.
Mm. The heater is, it's busted.
Like replace time busted or?
Like, the guy came out yesterday and showed us some wheel, some mechanical wheel plastic thing that has to be ordered.
Oh, there, it's always, it always has to be ordered.
Yeah.
No need when it's heating or air conditioning to keep it in the truck. No.
Absolutely not. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, you are the 100th caller.
Good.
Wow, can you feel the excitement?
It's a theme.
Listen,
okay.
My friend, caller 100, and that means that you have won today's Duquesne Gas Grill.
Ooh, wow.
From Hearth USA. Whoa. Visit Hearth USA at Rockville or Springfield. Register to win a grill for yourself in the 12 Grills of Christmas giveaway. This gas grill retails for 922 clams.
Wow. Right on.
Also visit www.hearthusa.com for more information. But now you'll go for the really big bucks, the large dollars. $1,976.31 if you can identify this secret sound, and your clue is clothing.
You will get to clean out the entire promotional budget.
Are ye ready?
Yes, I am.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goodway.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Out of all the sounds, that was the toughest one. This is one that we thought would maybe go a month, but we're going to blow it out today because our prices are insane.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
I was saying that one to your son.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What is it for all the money in the world?
Okay, would it be a fireplace door closing?
All right, that's why the clue would be clothing.
You can always tell.
Oh, we're sorry.
When there's a delay in the answer, you always know when it's like, okay, because he's thinking of it right at that moment.
I even gave you the clue. I said it even when the guy was on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
The clue is clothing. No, not unless you burn your clothes.
Did you say clothing or closing?
Ay, ay, ay. Please, enjoy your gas grill.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your gas grill.
Thank you.
I advise you to turn it on in your garage. And shut the garage door.
Oh, God.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, Robbie, we should offer up another clue. We should really offer up another clue.
Because I was clueless after the last clue.
Yep.
Okay.
What do you think? All right, I think.
Sam Huff calling your son just wrote on a piece of paper, which I thought was pretty funny. That's okay. You can say that one.
How about
that.
Yeah, I agree.
You think so?
Absolutely.
We're going to get another clue right now?
All right. Your next clue is?
Lights now.
Shirt.
Wow.
S-H-I-R-T.
Shirt.
Man, I still, boy.
Clothing.
Could you play it again?
Shirt.
Yes.
Of course. Here you go. One more time, guys. Here it is. That's a secret sound.
Oh,
clothing. Shirt. Yes, Rob. So obvious.
So is this going to be, when this finally comes down, are we going to be like, what?
Yeah, I want to tell you something. This is the one out of all the sounds. Here's how this works. Rob goes around with a tape recorder and tapes all these things, and Rob and I get together, and basically I select which one we're going to use. This is one that I thought we were never going to use because it's so impossible.
Right.
And it's holiday related.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Huh. It is holiday related. But I'm telling you, it is so friggin' obscure that I, after the next guest, I'm just going to have to pretty much write you a roadmap.
Right.
So it requires kind of intricate instructions to get to this.
It does, which I think would give everybody listening a great reason to stay tuned.
Oh, absolutely.
So your clues right now are clothing.
Right.
And shirt.
Shirt.
That's it. You get another shot at the big bucks shortly.
Good.
All right. Now, before the most wonderful boy in the world has to leave, that would be you. What are you doing? Show some good posture in here.
I'm just lounging.
Chilling out a little bit.
Just lounging. I believe we're ready for the annual exchanging of the gifts.
Yay.
Which is something that we do big rapid fire, just like everybody does.
Takes about 5 minutes, right?
In their house on Christmas morning.
We used to open each one individually.
Yeah, but that was extraordinarily tedious.
Yeah, because, Barty, don't you remember that we actually discussed that on the air? That's like, you know the big party that Uncle Doug has every year?
Oh, it's so long.
Yeah, and you know how when someone like at Uncle Doug's party gets a gift,
everybody has to open up their own gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we look at it for like 10 minutes going, oh, that's a nice gift.
Oh, yeah, that's
beautiful. That's really nice.
So hard.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of Uncle Doug's party is, and because it's like a Secret Santa thing at my brother-in-law Doug's, the gifts, while they're nice and all, there's a price ceiling of like $20.
All right.
So somebody will hold up something. They go like, oh, look, it's a coffee mug, and it comes with a little thing of designer coffee inside. And
nobody knows who gave it, right?
No, and you have to pass it around the room, and everybody has
to make... that's Secret Santa.
Oh, that's the one. I told you, that's the game that my wife's family plays where you can steal someone else's gift.
Secret Santa can hold up if Secret Santa is the only thing at a function. Now, is Secret Santa along with other, like,
with
legitimate
other
gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's unacceptable.
All right, well, let's start. And
and have you ever played an over an hour game of Secret Santa?
We have. At my wife's family.
Oh, my God.
Marty, seriously, that game, the whole thing last year, how long did it take?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Wow.
3 hours of people holding up like a coffee mug and going, isn't that great?
Boy, all I want for Christmas is a giant headache. All right, are we starting?
I'm going to start with Uncle Mike.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay?
All right.
Because my gift for you, I think, is rather special. I will start with the pedestrian part of your gift. There you go.
All right, let me switch. I'm going to give you yours, too.
No, hold on.
It's been cumbersome.
Hold on. Take this one first, please.
It's the Target logo.
Okay. That's right. Just the first part of your gift.
Should I just open this?
Yeah, just open that up. That's the first part.
All right. My favorite store.
Okay.
All right.
And I know I've given you this before.
Hey, it's a nice Target gift card with a good chunk of change. So thank you very much.
But Mike, wait. Now
put that right in Target. Thank you very much.
Wait. I've also purchased you silk Target pajamas.
Wow. Those are cool. Target pajamas.
Those are awesome. Tops and bottoms.
I love that.
Also silk Target boxer shorts. And a silk Target robe.
Yes,
man.
I will wear this.
I promise you, I will change into this before the show is over today. I will walk the hallways. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
That is terrific. That's now great. Let me give you yours. Here you go.
Now this looks like a serious one.
That's a serious gift.
For goodness sakes.
A serious gift.
In a big freaking bag.
A suit bag.
Let the bag fool you.
So it's not from Nordstrom's.
No, it is not from Nordstrom's.
Okay.
No, there you go.
Oh.
Well, you know I'll take this any day of the week.
There you go. You said, you know what you like.
Oh, beautiful.
You know? Yes. Ain't that beautiful?
Wow.
You like that beautiful leather Packers jacket.
There you go. Man. Absolutely.
That is nice.
Nice little lining on the thing.
Really. Thank you.
That's for your Packers. I know you can't miss with the Packers.
Thank you. You're right.
Absolutely.
Packers are cigars.
I will try this stuff on before the show is over.
Good.
I swear to God.
Please do.
Absolutely.
Now
we've gotten us out of the way.
Now everybody else can just come in.
Let's
hold on. You know what? I really think you should open Rob's gift by itself on the air.
All right.
Because talking about Rob's gift
to me,
as great as I think the fact is that I got you Target silk pajamas and boxer shorts, Rob's trumps it.
Now, should I open this one up first, Rob?
Open the big one first.
Big one first. Okay.
Oh, we'll like the little one, but the big one is the main one.
All right. Hold on.
Open it up. Because I'm telling you, it trumps.
You will like it.
The silk pajamas, the Target pajamas.
Okay, here we go.
And those PJs have the Target logo on.
It's
all over.
It's a repeating Target logo.
I'm sure they'll feel good against my skin.
Oh.
All right. Sorry about that, Bart. All right, here we go.
Open it up.
This is wrapped, I'll tell you that. All right, here we go. I'm opening it right now, taking the tissue paper.
What is this, Rob?
Open it up.
It looks like some sort of doctor's jacket.
Wait, no, hold on.
Oh, it's the Bob Waiters jacket.
The way you look at it.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
That is great, Rob. I really have to thank Tommy and Jocelyn they gave me a tremendous amount of help in getting that
done. This is great. You can use this in the kitchen.
Yeah, you'll never spill on yourself again.
This is what the waiters wear at the Bob.
It even has your name on it.
All right, monogram.
This is extremely cool. I'm trying this on now.
Now, this he has to put on right now. Here we go. Put it on. And, Mike, bring me a vodka martini.
How you doing, boss?
And a sirloin steak, please.
How's it going, boss? You all set, boss?
Medium rare.
There we go.
Job, right, boss. It's beautiful. Perfect fit.
Hey, we got 4-pound lobsters tonight, boss. Fantastic. Good stuff. Can I get that for you? Okay, that's great. You want a martini? Grey Goose? No problem at all.
That is a good look.
Well, you look good, Mike, and thanks to Tommy, of course, who was instrumental in getting that.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Rob.
You
that
look
is
great.
Fantastic. Great job.
All right, now, Buzz, come on in here. Buzz,
right.
And Lisa, too. Come on in, please. Come on in, Lisa.
Everybody.
Because now we're just going to start the massive exchanging old gifts.
Absolutely.
Okay?
All right. Then we're going to do this.
Listen, hey, Bart. Do me a favor, will you hand the... Unless anyone think, I just want you to know, I gave Mike the stuff for his girls, and he's going to bring that home to them.
And this is Buzz, this is your other one here.
Okay, and
now there's one that I would like Buzz to open on the air. It's slightly amusing.
All right, Buzz, which one is it for Buzz to open on the air?
The little one.
With the penguin on it?
Yeah.
All right. It's a great penguin ornament on the outside. Penguin paper. I'm opening the box.
Takes Buzz a little longer.
Well, this is wrapped a little tight.
But, you know, today's modern glue and all.
All right.
What?
It's a Rockport gift certificate for new Rockport shoes. Yay.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, Buzz, and you've bought enough sweaters. Here you go. Here's mine for you. You're going to get a pile of gift certificates today.
All right, now we're handing them all out, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Lisa, why don't you grab that mic there, Lisa? That's for you.
Oh, man, this is great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's for you, Lisa.
A lovely dinner gift certificate.
Oh, that Rob.
Yes. Here you go, Robbie. That one's for you.
Appreciate it.
For moi.
Here you go, Rob. You got to come over here and grab this.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm a little ill-prepared. My sister has gifts coming. I was kind of a little shocked when I heard yesterday that today was our last show. So I have things that are en route for Don, Mike, and Buzz.
So you mean you didn't bring gifts into you in the studio?
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
They're not in
my life.
They're not
in.
Get out.
I appreciate it.
I hope you like that, Rob. I really do.
Great.
I really do.
Thank you.
And Rob, thank you.
Oh, cool.
I'm glad I didn't buy this myself.
I've been checking all along to make sure that no one had gotten that for you.
No, I'm glad I didn't.
Thank you.
I got the nice Sopranos box set DVD.
Ooh, fantastic. Very good. Caddyshack on DVD.
And the other side, too?
Yep. And Monty Python. And now for something completely different. Thank you very much, Rob.
Enjoy. You can use that. You can watch those while you wear your jacket.
Thanks so much, Robbie. I sincerely appreciate it. Anybody want a...
Anybody want a some cream spinach?
Oh, Mike, I believe both you and I received books from Buzz.
Yes, we did. Let's see. I'm going to see what mine is here. Hold on. Oh, it's the Sopranos book.
Mike, is this
the Sopranos
you?
Book? Yes, it is.
A beautiful yes, is. Watch.
There
Thank
you, go.
You.
Absolutely.
I don't have one.
Oh, good, good. Well, it's an interesting. I know he's not in here, and he's not the.
I got the Sopranos watch. That book too.
There you go. The Sopranos book.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks,
guys,
Buzz. Read and compare notes now.
We both right. thank you very much.
Mike, thank you.
All right.
Yes, and I know you were going to say that you got the same gift for Broyhill.
Right, exactly.
However,
he's not participating this year.
Charles Broyhill
Will
has
somebody
just,
bring him his present.
Has decided he's not participating in Christmas this year. Yeah. Ask his therapist why.
Hey, give that to
Charlie. What do you say?
Thank you very much, Uncle Mike. Thank you very much.
What did he get you? What are those, Oakleys?
Yeah.
Very nice.
They're the new green ones. Iridium, I think they're called. Right. Oh, cool. And I got a nice Buzz, thank you. This is a very cool driving video game.
More from Buzz.
Thank you. Boy, oh boy. Buzz, too much. Too many.
Yes, Buzz, absolutely too many. Too many. Jesus Christ.
Don, thank you very much.
Hopefully this is getting everybody in the mood.
And Taylor.
You're very welcome. And Bart, look what we got from Buzz again.
Yes!
The gift we love the most every year from Buzz.
Subscription to Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, and thanks for the movie theater tickets. That's great.
Certainly.
That's great. Gives me movie theater
Thank
tickets every year.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Oh,
that's
you're welcome, Mark.
Very
it's
nice.
Something fun, all right? Where did this one come from?
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, look at that.
Buzz.
It's an Andrew Blake film, Don.
Oh, wow.
Yes! Yes!
Buzz got me House of Dreams, a mind-blowing erotic fantasy.
Bravo.
On DVD.
Fantastic. Oh.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Boy, Buzz, you got a lot of gifts for people.
With the boy. In Hi. Here and everything.
Do you have a truck or what?
It's been a good year.
Hi.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. This will get a workout over the holidays.
Oh, good. It's not the one you wanted, but it's one that's pretty damn good, I think.
That's what I need. I just need to relax.
What part? If you want to exchange it, you can go to, you know, the store.
Okay, and then, don't worry about that, giving me the DVD in front of
Buzz. Yes. Thank you, Buzz. Two books.
Oh, cool. Buzz, a pedometer, so I can figure out how much.
Drew Barrymore.
That's a good one for you, too, Mike. I picked that out just for you.
Oh, that's terrific.
And Buzz, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. That's okay. I have an extra copy of The Sopranos on DVD now.
Oh, you do?
Yes, in case.
Do you really?
Oh, did you? Oh, Mike, here.
Yeah,
it was meant for you, but since you got two, give one to Mike.
Yeah, oh,
fantastic. There you go, Mike.
That is great.
Thank you very much.
Can I trade you something? I mean, you gave me one of your gifts. Let me see if there's something I can give you. Sorry, there isn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's absolutely nothing that I'm giving you.
There's no room left in the inn.
That's right.
I'm sorry, you'll have to go somewhere else.
What can I give you? Would you like my Grand Prix driving game?
No. Listen, keep your gifts.
Keep your gifts.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Keep them. I'm mucho happy with my entire haul today.
I am very happy with that.
What was that, Barney?
I keep looking back.
I am also.
You look good.
What'd you get?
Thank you very much.
Glasses and gift certificates and Drew Barrymore books.
Oh, Drew Barrymore. Who gave you Drew Barrymore books?
Buzz.
Buzz, your man Buzz.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is the greatest Christmas ever.
Now, what is Lisa opening up now?
I got from Buzz and Marsha from Bath and Body Works.
It's pretty smelling stuff. It's sweet smelling stuff.
Trying to tell me something.
And Robbie, what are you? Now, Robbie, what are you opening up now?
This is from Buzz and Big Shock. I believe it's from Eddie Bauer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Robbie loves his Eddie Bauer. And Buzzy, what are you opening up right now over there?
Maglite flashlights from Rob. Hooray!
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Quotes from Eddie Bauer, always welcome. Thank you, Buzz.
Enjoy.
It's gorgeous. It's a nice. It's a blue sweater. It's a pullover sweater, Don.
It's a lovely pullover sweater.
You guys, you're such fags. You give each other flashlights and sweaters. And you're both happy with it.
Yeah, we know what we like.
All right. Yeah, who am I to complain?
All right, okay. This is good. Good haul, everybody.
I have to present the gift that Buzz just gave me. I just opened 2001 WWF wall calendar.
Fantastic. Oh, you do love so your wrestling.
That is terrific.
You love your wrestling. Well, hold on. And there's a gift for Lisa from Rob Bay.
Let me read the card. Lisa, I've loved you forever.
Rob is so hard to buy for, too. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No, I was just reading the card from Rob. Lisa, please be with me.
Please sleep with me. Please.
You just wanted a belated birthday.
I want you.
A birthday present.
Unsheath me.
Help me.
Expose me.
Signed, Rob, your cocksmith.
I love it. Greatest radio hits of the 70s. I will listen to this in my car.
You can't go wrong with that stuff with Robbie.
Yeah. It's a gift certificate to Talon.
Oh, very nice.
So buy something.
Terrific.
I know what you would enjoy. So.
Oh, thank you.
That's great. Mike, are you like me? Are you bored now that we've opened our gifts?
Bored. I'm so bored. It's like now that my gifts are open, I don't want any more. I don't want anybody else to open gifts.
Nor do I.
That is why this is the style of gift opening that ought to be done. Yes, we're all grateful. Yes, it's wonderful, but get it over with.
Right. Yes.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
Also, you want my penguin? You sure?
Can we read this?
We did
ours last night. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So I get to keep it. Thank you, Bart.
And this is a gift from Wendell Hall.
Yes, I feel bad I didn't get Wendell anything.
I didn't get Wendell anything. And Wendell, you shouldn't have gotten a gift. I got a gift from Wendell, too.
Did you really?
Would you like to see what it is?
What?
It's a T-shirt.
Oh.
It's a T-shirt from the NRA.
All right.
Oh, man.
Here's what it says. From my cold, dead hands, Charlton Heston, president.
Well, the gift to Rob says, a tree has been planted in Israel in the name of Rob Spiewak,
Jr. Oh, that's
Jr.
beautiful.
Feliz Navidad, and it's courtesy the Jewish National Fund.
Absolutely.
I think that's nice. That's a lovely gift. It's very thoughtful. Thank you, Wendell, very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Wendell.
All right, good haul.
That's terrific, everybody.
A good haul of junk for everybody.
Too generous.
Good job.
Everybody got good stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Okay. Everybody
got more goodies coming.
All right, take your stuff, and everybody get out now.
Get out.
All right, everybody get out.
All right. Make sure Scrooge McDuck gets his gift, please.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason for that is. I've tried to have a one-on-one with a boy, with Charles Broyhill. He just tells me that this year... And he asked me to tell everybody, I told everybody last week, he didn't want to take part in Christmas.
But we all got him, I mean, I got him something.
Yeah, I got him something too, and yeah, you did too, Buzz.
I didn't.
Well, Rob, you never do, though.
Rob, right. in a strange way, you understand him more than anyone else.
He's my partner.
That's right.
Right.
All right, well, it was a great Xmas. Thank you for the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Barney, what do you want to say to everybody?
Huh? Goodbye.
How about a little thank you to Uncle Mike? Thank you to Buzz.
Thank you, Uncle Mike.
You're welcome, Bart.
Buzz. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you,
Lisa.
Dad.
Lisa. Say thanks to Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. And listen, for the record, okay?
Yeah.
I love you. What?
How about a hug?
Who's he going to kill you to say it?
It's nice to be loved.
There he goes.
Nice. I love you too.
All right, I love you. Come here. Give me a hug. Come here. Give me a hug. No, come around this side. Give me a hug. Come here.
There we go.
You're my son. I love you.
I do.
I love you. Mwah.
He just did the ew.
Oh, come on. I didn't kiss you on the lips. I kissed you on the head.
No, I said that because I farted.
Oh, no. He left us a gift.
Mwah. Love you. Good man. All right, tell Mom I'll see her tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
All right,
bye, Barney. Barney.
Get out of here. Please, all of you.
Well, there we've survived another one.
Yep. Yes, we have.
And that's what it is. It's getting to be survival. We survived these things.
Barely made it through.
And I am remarkably comfortable.
You look
in my
good.
Palm waiter's jacket.
But please, later before the end of the show.
Next break.
If you would please put on your Target PJs.
Next break, I'm going up to the office to slide into them. And I'm going to wear them home.
As tough as it was for Rob.
Right.
To get that palm jacket.
Yes.
Equally tough to get the Target silk pajama.
I love it. And I'm going to wear them. I'm just hoping they fit. And I'm gonna slide right into them.
Great.
With the robe, I will wear the whole ensemble. That is the jammies and the robe. I will put it on. I swear to God.
And your palm jacket.
And the palm jacket. Absolutely. That I'll put down for a while.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the exchanging of the gifts.
Wonderful.
And now it's the same letdown that most families feel.
What right. time is it?
Yeah.
Can
sorry.
We go home now?
No, we've still got plenty of show we've got to get to.
All right.
However, we do have news on the internet front that during our last break, as a matter of fact, Lisa just brought this in, Hannah Storm has moved into fourth place.
There you go.
Wow. She has just passed Bonnie Bernstein, and she is now 60 votes behind Jillian Barbary. Hold on, you got something else?
The fresher update, she's in third place. I just refreshed my computer. She's now in third place. place.
Third place. Let's get it done.
Third place. How freaking funny is that?
Everybody, and we're doing it for her.
How freaking funny is that?
That is fantastic.
Anna Storm in less than 24 hours because of you.
Yes.
The people who listen to the show has gone from 10th to third place. And somebody at Playboy, who
right.
has no idea that the show's on the air,
right.
has to be looking at this right now and going... Have you seen what's happening?
This is incredible. What an ascent.
Have you seen that this Hannah Storm is now past Jillian Barbary from Fox?
Who is this Hannah Storm you speak of?
The hottest women in sport.
There she goes.
Beautiful. Keep it going.
Absolutely.
Log on to www.playboy.com.
Right.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you, it's a monumental task. As I speak right now, Hannah Storm has 8,129 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we started yesterday, she had 800, so you've done great. However, hi, I thought you were leaving.
Not out there yet.
Oh, Mom's not there yet. Hannah Storm is 8,000 votes behind Melissa Stark.
Very good.
Melissa Stark has 16,000.
Vote early, vote often.
77 votes. So come on, can she get 8,000 votes and 2.5 hours left in this show?
I think she can.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think we can do it.
I think so.
We can make it our cause.
This is the group that can do it. That's our Christmas wish.
Rob, checking out my father's Christmas gift.
Yeah, I wanted to see this movie. Oh, wait, what is Robbie looking at? My dirty DVD?
Yeah,
hello. Yeah. Hi, where are you?
I'm coming. I just been back in my car. I'm at the mall. I'll be a couple of minutes.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Wait, you have to put up with me for 2 more minutes.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Oh, of course, you're welcome to stay. However, now you got the mushy part all out of the way, so you got to do that again when you leave again.
No.
Okay, no.
No.
Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Merry f***ing Christmas. From the Don and Mike Show.
Come on up there. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it, blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Oh, no. What was I doing? Wake up, stupid. Wake up. No,
no. No, no, I want to do right under cover. Nice to do it again. Anybody
leave us? You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Don and Mike Show.
Only the show. A little Saint Nick play a goddamn it rejoinder. And here is Mike wearing his Target silk pajamas.
Good.
You know when you diet, they fit you like a glove.
You know, it's fantastic. And 30 pounds today. I just got my word on it. 30 pounds today.
Congratulations.
So I can fit into the fabulous Target ensemble. Which really, it's like a scene out of The Birdcage, isn't it? It really is. I feel so pretty. I truly
you
do.
You are pretty.
I feel so good. Against my skin.
Hello. I know. Hello. Not in my show. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
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 Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Oh, is this Mike the TV boy?
No, this is Larry King.
Oh, hi. Hey, I know it's Mike the TV boy, but it's the Larry King tapes. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hey, Larry, what's new?
Oh, dear, that sounded bad.
Don?
Yes, Larry.
Legally, what is stalking?
I'd have to say it's probably when someone, like, follows you to work.
Yeah.
Have you been stalked?
Yeah.
Yeah? By anybody I know?
Yeah. Oh.
Really? Who?
Nell Carter.
Wow. Nell Carter has stalked you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Were you able to deter her from stalking you?
No.
No, so she's still following you?
Yeah.
That's very difficult, Larry. Must be a difficult situation.
Obsession.
It is an obsession. Sounds like it, yeah. What was her name again?
Nell Carter.
And she is stalking you, Larry King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, because you're so good looking?
No.
Oh, really?
Because you're so talented?
No.
Well, what would you, how would you describe her? What word would you use to describe her stalking of you?
Oral sex.
Oh, dear, dear me.
Wow. Does she want it from you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, that's the rumor we've heard about Larry,
mm-hmm.
that he's good down there.
Mm-hmm.
The
lip.
Yeah.
Larry the Lip, right. That's how you got your hot-looking wife, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're good at oral sex.
I kid you not.
Fantastic, Larry.
Does Nell ever perform oral on you?
No.
No.
No, she's stalking you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what else is going on, Larry?
You're in a happy mood, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you one of those Jewish people that celebrates Christmas and Hanukkah?
No.
No, you're strictly Hanukkah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good, Larry. Oh, dear, excuse you.
Excuse you, Larry. Well, you got a frog in your throat?
Hey, get you it. Like that.
Get his frog in your throat?
He like that.
Because you call him the frog.
Right.
What, Larry? still laughing.
Still thinks it's funny.
Thank you both very much, and very happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you, Larry.
Same to you, Larry.
Right back at you, Larry.
Michael?
Yes, Larry?
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Larry.
And Larry, tell Mike the TV boy thank you for his calls all year.
Yeah.
He will.
He will.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Bye, Larry. The happy Larry.
Bye, Larry.
Good night.
Good night.
There he is.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. That is great.
Oral sex.
Oral sex. Nell Carter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ronaldo y Miguel, Dios del Radio.
Hi.
Calling you from New York.
All right. Hi, New York, New York. Oh, WNEW, right.
Oh, God, it's 4 hours away, so I'll get to hear myself tonight.
It's very exciting. That's the nice thing about calling from New York. You get to call now and then listen to yourself later.
Oh, that's great. Tell everybody that I just listen for me. calling in about the Playboy survey thing. With,
listen, Lisa has just brought me new results.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that Hannah Storm has moved into third place.
Fantastic.
She now has a 100-vote lead.
Well,
over Jillian Barbary.
It's incredible.
We've been spreading the word New York on, like, the old Dan Anthony message boards and stuff.
Oh, good.
So we've been spreading the word, saying vote for it, and...
As a matter of fact, as I look at the current totals, she's only 700 votes behind the second-place girl, behind Jill Arrington.
She is poised to take over Melissa Stark's top spot.
How freaking funny would that be?
What will Hef think? Fantastic.
That will be the greatest. All right, well, go to that spot. Go to that site. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Of course.
And note to the good people in New York, once we get to the first of the year.
Yes.
We're going to go back to making New York our second home.
Ah, fantastic. Wonderful. Look forward to going up there.
Lots of time in New York. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
I wanted to thank you for introducing me to that King of Queens show on CBS and Leah Remini, because she's something else.
Oh, goddamn, was she hot last night on that
show. Was it me, or was she just on fire last night with a little T-shirt with her stomach showing out of control?
There was a scene where Kevin gave her a really crappy-looking sweater, a giraffe sweater.
Right.
Yeah.
She went into the bedroom to change, and I can't believe that she changed into, like, this black halter top.
Really?
That was, like, I guess an undershirt.
Oh. It was underwear, basically. Oh, right. Bra. So
that she was wearing last night.
She looked strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Yeah, I haven't seen that show, I don't know, a while, but she's smoking this year.
You know, I'll just tell you this, that she does not have the best breasts on that show. That,
no, but...
Jerry Stiller has the best breasts.
Absolutely.
On that show, but Leah's are a close second.
I like when Jerry Stiller's on camera, the tighter the shirt, the better.
And Kevin's aren't bad either.
Yeah, Kevin's got nice ones. Kevin's are nice and firm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw a girl stirring the soup on the freeway the other day.
Really? What freeway?
Down 50, heading east out of Sacramento.
Really?
It was at nighttime, and
yeah.
I'm cruising along in the street lights on the on and off ramps, and I look down, and I see her shirt wide open, and I see her legs open, and she's just going to town.
And she's driving?
While she's driving.
Legs akimbo.
Now,
I'm in a big truck.
Hold on, Mike has a message for you through his silk pajamas.
That's great.
Thank you. My legs were akimbo there, too.
That was a silken fart.
Oh, my God.
www.egar.com.
I've ruined the Target pajama.
Egar's.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Merry Christmas, Don, Mike, Buzz, and the rest.
Same to you.
I just wanted to say that aside from the Elvis shows, the Christmas show is the one that I look forward to the most. I want to thank you for another year of excellent programming.
Oh, please, blah, blah. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Now, listen, we do have tons to get to. I am going to play my Beatles tapes just because I like them and I've got them.
They're right? Wonderful.
And we do also have the Charlie story with the Hamburger James.
Right.
We're going to give away the money, but let me just get the one real quick Christmas tradition. This won't take me long at all. This is my Aunt Lola Christmas story.
It's a beautiful story.
And a lot of times I forget to tell this story on the air. And somebody actually faxed. Some guy from Georgia faxed today from Advanced Auto Parts and said, please, don't forget, tell the Aunt Lola story.
Auntie Lola is my personal favorite Christmas story.
Okay, so I'm about 11, 12 years old. Christmas Eve at my grandma's house. My entire family, they're all virtually raging alcoholics. I mean, they drink on Christmas Eve. They get up in the morning. They start with the hard stuff.
Right.
They go all day long. Well, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Eve. And my Uncle Jerry, he was married to Aunt Lola.
Was Uncle Jerry a fireman, Don?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got it wrong.
No, Aunt Lola was caught in bed.
I see.
With the town fire chief.
That's it. You know, it has been a long time since you told this story.
Now, Aunt Lola was hot back in the day. And we're talking about, this was early 70s. I'd say the celeb that she most resembled would be Karn from Laugh
Now, I saw the Burt Reynolds True Story last night. They showed young Judy Karn. Young Judy Karn was easy on the eye. It was later in life that she began to sag a little bit.
No, Aunt Lola at this point was still hot, still looked good.
How old would Aunt Lola have been at this time?
Middle 30s tops.
Oh, okay, very good.
Smoked like a chimney and drank like it was going out of style.
Right.
Meanwhile, while my Uncle Jerry is fighting in Vietnam,
right,
she gets caught in bed with the fire chief of the town, very small town, Rockton, Illinois, that we were living in at the time.
There wasn't a fire in that bedroom, was there?
There was not. But all I knew is that they had a tumultuous relationship.
I am sorry. I know this is blasphemy to do this during the Auntie Lola story.
No, you got it. Please, let it roll.
For Auntie Lola.
That was dedicated to Auntie Lola.
Yes, and I meant that only with the utmost respect to your Auntie Lola.
Sponsored by www.egars.com.
Very good.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
Sorry, please continue.
Okay. No. Well, you know, there's really not much to the story except that Aunt Lola was hot and that we all thought she was hot.
I didn't remember that she was in her 30s.
My cousin Ronnie.
Right.
My cousin Al. My brother Jimmy. We all thought Aunt Lola was hot. She had big boobs.
Right.
She used to go around in the summer all the time, braless.
Wow. Really? See, yeah. Now this is more than we got the last time you told this
story. She always wore those big go-go boots, like white boots that came all the way up to her knees.
She had a nice body?
Very tight body.
Very good.
She's just a little hagged out because she drank and smoked constantly.
She's been rode hard and put up wet.
Yeah, she sure did. So, we're at my grandma and grandma's house. And they have a carport that leads to a little room where a closet type room, a storage type room. And I was sitting in the TV room, and I remember the football game was on TV. It was the Green Bay Packers playing somebody. Everybody's watching the game.
Right.
And as I turned to walk and see where I think it was looking for my cousin Ronnie.
Right.
I turned and started walking out of the room. I feel a tug on the back of my neck, and Auntie Lola pulls me into the coat room, which is the all-purpose room. Is where grandma and grandpa kept supplies. But on Christmas, it's where everybody put their coats.
On Christmas, it's where secrets happen.
And at that point, Auntie Lola pulled me towards her. Uh-huh. And
was the light on or off?
The light was off. She turned it on. And she said, I've always liked you.
Oh.
And I said, I've always liked you.
Oh, dear.
I'm 12.
Right.
And then Auntie Lola, as a matter of fact, remember that? I was exactly 12. It was 1970.
Right.
Auntie Lola leaned forward and put her tongue into my mouth.
Oh, God.
So far down that it was tickling my ribs. As far as I can remember, I'd never even kissed I'd kissed a girl before, but I had not, at that age.
Oh, sure.
I'd not Frenched anybody, much less my aunt.
How long did the kiss last?
It was a long one.
Really?
I will say this. I did not pull back in horror.
Oh, really? You didn't flee like some 12-year-olds may have.
I just went along for the ride. And I remember, I swear to God, I remember this. She was holding me by the collar of my shirt.
Right.
And she pulled me towards her, and it was a...
Wow.
And we got done, but she pushed me back for a second, and she took her finger, and she licked her finger, and then she wiped the lipstick off my mouth.
Wow.
And then... Oh, hold on, I got something, too.
Okay. Oh, wow. And then she leaned over...
www.egar.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
I'm beginning to think they're contagious.
She said, "We will have to continue this later."
Wow.
And she turned off the lights, and she left, and I stood there in the dark for about, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Just amazed.
Sure. Until I went outside, and I immediately grabbed my cousin Al.
Right.
And my cousin Ronnie, and I said, "You are not going to believe this. Aunt Lola just made out with me."
You know, if you'd kept the secret, which perhaps something further might have happened with Auntie Lola, you know. Did it get back to her that you were spreading the word?
No.
Oh, really?
As far as I know, it never got back to Aunt Lola. And to tell you how horny I was for her, I was thinking about it for the entire year.
I'm sure.
Until the next Christmas Eve. But wouldn't you know, and this is, swear to God, Aunt Lola died 2 weeks before Christmas Eve the next year.
Oh, my God.
Liver failure.
Oh, my God. At that young age.
I swear to God.
Oh,
at least that's not contagious.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
That's my Auntie Lola Christmas story.
Bravo!
Great story.
Merry Christmas.
It was the happiest holiday ever. And you were probably like in a dream world, like all of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, just like, sitting there thinking of Auntie Lola.
Every time I'd see Aunt Lola during the year, and I'd see her like at Easter, and I'd see her, well, hell, I'd go over to my Uncle Jerry's house to cut the grass and stuff, and you know,
of course.
Aunt Lola would be there on the halters, like, "Well, hi, how are you?" And the whole time I'm remembering, you know,
all the time her liver failing. Sorry.
Hey, it's the true story.
It's the truth. She'd wave at you, probably not even letting on that it was almost go time.
That's the Auntie Lola story.
That's beautiful.
I hope that means as much to you as it did to me. We'll be back. The Beatles tape's coming right up.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Mommy!
What?
Yeah, how'd you do that, Daddy?
Well, I took care of the why and the who. You take care of the how.
How, huh? Well, now, you see, Santa Claus doesn't need any steps, honey. He when he comes, he brings the North Pole with him, and he slides down like a fireman.
Good. All right, son, off to bed.
Yeah, come on, honey.
Good night.
Oh,
This is Jeremy Coleman speaking for the Don and Mike Show. Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year from Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and 98.1 The Peak, WPEK.
Remember that year we had Jeremy do the Christmas greeting because we didn't feel like cutting one?
Nobody more sensitive than Jeremy Coleman.
I just wanted to share a special Christmas greeting to everyone, telling you that we're actually doing our music logs this week. So BMI and ASCAP will have to credit the fact that Dennis Murphy had a song played on the radio.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Beautiful.
Merry
f***ing Christmas. From the Don and Mike Show.
All right, you know, I want to get to my Beatles tapes, and we want to give away the money with a secret sound. However, Santa is on the phone right now.
Very good.
Hello, Santa.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
And I know you're not calling for good tidings. You're calling to plug your Christmas album. Go ahead, Santa.
No, Don. Can I mention to you first? Don, I'm willing to give you my kidney if you need it.
Dennis, thank you. I'm sure my body would reject it, but thank you.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm a healthy guy. No, but if you want to buy my Christmas CD,
yes,
$9.95,
DennisMurphy.com. You've just heard a beautiful sample of...
That's one of my all-time favorites.
some of that music.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for listening to my song.
You know, I've always loved your Christmas CD, Dennis. I don't think anybody loves it as much as I do.
I know, but how many times have you listened to it over and over and over again?
Well, during the Christmas season, Dennis, I listen to it almost nightly. I have it in my car.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And I listen to it on the way home.
This man is lying.
And I listen to it in my home. And I have my children listen to it.
What do your children think of it?
They love it more than I do.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, God, how many times have you listened to it?
Pardon me, Dennis?
How many times have you listened to the Larry Effin Christmas CD?
Never.
Oh.
All right, Dennis, have a happy holiday.
Okay, Don, good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you. It'll be fine, Dennis.
And Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
I'm going to miss you over the holidays.
Me too, Dennis. You know I'm going to miss you as much as one man can possibly miss another man.
Okay.
Without being homosexual.
Without being gay, Dennis.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What, Dan?
I'm going to get my nut off on New Year's Eve.
Are you going back to Arizona?
Yeah, I'm horny.
You're going back to see that old broad you picked up on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, way to go. She loves you, Dennis.
Oh, she loves me, but hey, at least she's still talking to me.
All right. Well, go out there and have a happy holiday and get your nut off.
I'm going to have a good time at DennisMurphy.com. Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Dennis?
Too late.
I'm sure he'll be by with our gifts when we get back from vacation.
You missed the opportunity to say one last thing to him.
Missed that chance. Listen, the photos from the Christmas party, mm-hmm. which includes some great photos of Rob kissing people.
Mm-hmm.
You got a nice one of Frida and I together.
Right.
You've got a really wonderful picture of Wendell Hall sitting Indian style on the floor.
Practically in a coma.
Go to www.2exposed.com. Shiloh's website. Those pictures will be up later this evening.
All right.
Great. If you want to check them out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
You think I can guess the secret sound?
Hey, F you. What are you using that language for?
Oh, I'm sorry, guy.
Come on, guy.
You are the creepiest sounding guy I've ever heard in my life.
The guy said, hey, F you.
I waited all F and day.
Come on now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I had a question for you. I didn't catch yesterday's show, but what happened with Ryder?
I'm sorry. Listen, it is an insult to those listening to the show today who listened yesterday yep. for us to go back and rewrite history for you simply because you couldn't make this appointment radio.
I'm sorry. I was tied up yesterday.
Right.
Well, so are we. So are we today.
In your dreams.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, guys.
In my dreams, yes.
Bye-bye.
In my dreams.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hold on. Here's what's in Mike's dreams.
Hello.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
I knew that would be a dry hole.
Oh, that's a dry hole?
Sorry about that. I mean, not really.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, please.
Yes. Yes, it's us.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, I want to talk about Dennis Murphy. He's a scumbag! A dirty scumbag!
You don't like him?
Can't stand him! He's a piece of crap!
And why do you feel this way?
Well, because, you know, he's just a big fake, you know, that just puts on his sympathy. He knows that everyone's giving him sympathy because he's a rotten son of a gun!
All right, thank you, my friend. I think we treat Dennis as crappily as we do anybody else on this show.
I think so.
Well, goodbye.
Me too. I guess he won't be buying the CD.
I guess he won't. Okay, listen. I want to give you the clues again for the secret sound.
Very good.
Worth $1,976.31, because that's all the money that's left on our promotional budget. The clues are, as I recall, clothing.
Right.
Shirts.
Those are the two, and you said if we don't get a winner next time,
you'll get a clue that will absolutely draw you an audio roadmap.
Very good.
To the secret sound for almost $2,000. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Merry Christmas from Bitter Nigga, Don and Mike.
BN,
how are you?
Hey, BN.
I'm cool.
You think maybe on our little holiday show here, it'd be a good chance to make peace with Mr. 40?
I even wrote a song about it.
All right, here he is, everybody. BN.
Now, as you all guys know, I'm living la vida loca, right?
Right.
So, in that, I like to say, 40's wife is a slut. Did it in a butt, in 40's truck. Think I'll say it again, 40's wife is a slut.
Well,
did it in a butt, all night long.
Because
40's ass was gone.
This isn't BN.
He didn't make peace, Don.
That was not a happy holiday song.
No. Not the most peaceful song I've ever heard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Hey, this is Brent from Sacramento. How are you guys?
Hi, Brent. We're doing great.
Good. Great to talk to you. Wish you guys all Merry Christmas. Good luck on your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you. It'll be fine.
My ISP, I wrote a little program. I'm a software engineer yesterday to distribute about 9,000 votes on their website.
Oh, for Playboy, right?
Yeah, and about 3 a.m. they shut down my ISP, shut me down.
Yeah, you know, I've had quite a few people. We had a bunch of faxes today from people who were trying to, via automation,
right,
send in votes. And apparently no one's really been able to flood that baby like with 10,000 votes at once.
Wasn't there somebody from the military that was trying to do it yesterday? That
yeah,
actually...
but it was like Gomer Pyle calling us up, though. Right. I mean, I don't think he was real military. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
First of all, Don, good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you. Hey, hold on a second. Mike, what's the current total?
8,788 votes, 12% of the vote for Hannah Storm. She's halfway there as far as the percentage goes.
How far behind Jill Arrington is she?
She is just about 500 votes behind Jill Arrington right now.
We will be able to at least get her to second place by the end of the show today.
Absolutely. Ooh. Coming on strong and putting a lot of distance between herself and Jillian Barbary.
How funny is that?
Great.
How funny is that? You folks are the greatest.
I want to tell you,
this is maybe the funniest goof ever.
She's up there now, you know. See, it's Melissa Stark, Jill Arrington, Hannah Storm, and Jillian Barbary, followed by Bonnie Burns.
That's so funny.
There you go.
That's so funny, because I wouldn't F Hannah Storm with your...
right. I understand what the word's supposed to go there.
All of the other women.
She's definitely the more mommy of the type. You know what I mean?
Sure
she is definitely, and that's no offense to all the hottie mommies out there, but she has that kind of wholesome Barbara Billingsley look to her, and, you know, she's in there with all the hottie women.
Well, she got a mouth that's just dying to have a hook put in it.
Oh, God.
I mean, Hannah Storm is... Listen, I'll give this to her. Of all the women on the list, she's the most competent broadcaster.
Yes, she is.
But
she's the most unlikely Playboy centerfold.
Yeah, right.
And that's what makes this funny.
She's not a piece of ass, though.
And everybody is still continuing to vote for her.
Keep it up at www.playboy.com. Hello. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, yeah.
Hey, I heard you guys... said you didn't want to recap yesterday's show for that caller about Ryder.
Yes.
But I missed it, too. My girlfriend was in the hospital yesterday. I missed your whole show yesterday.
Well, I'm real sorry that your priorities are set up like that.
All right. Can I say one more thing?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike. Happy holidays to you guys.
Hey. Don and Mike. Hobo Joe here.
Hello, Hobo Joe here.
Don and Mike, that elf was awesome last night, I'll have to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did have STD, I found out, though.
Oh. Oh, Vinny the Elf has a sexually transmitted disease?
Yes, he does. He needs lots of penicillin.
Ah, very good. Well, you help him out, Joe. Get him
I will make sure he gets to the clinic immediately.
Like Hobo Joe here.
Hobo Joe here.
Well, Don, I wish you much luck in your surgery. I'll have you in my prayers. Believe it or not, I'm on that side of the... I do think much of you and you guys.
Well, you know, you remember that group, Gays Can Pray, right?
That's right. And exactly that. And I could be your private duty nurse if you need a nurse, too, you know.
Gayers with prayers.
Gayers with prayers.
No, thank you, though, Joe. Appreciate it. Have a great holiday.
Yep, and after the holidays, since you did the show too quickly, I have your presence here under the tree, so I'll have to bring them down after the holidays.
Oh, wonderful.
Count on it. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, talk to you later, guys.
Joe, be good. Don't have unprotected sex.
I will not, Don. I will keep covered.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, your presence is going to be a post-operative sponge bath.
I'll give his website a plug, too. It's www.homojo.com. Now, we're rapidly running out of time. I want to get to these Beatles tapes.
I suppose so here.
He's a part of my personal collection, and I'm really proud that I still have them. That every year, the Beatles, for their fans. I want to say hi to all the fans. Have I lost weight? Hey, all the fans. You know, we got so many good fans that think I've lost weight and I'm money. Hey, all the fans. The Beatles fans, really. And, you know, and disc jockeys, and that's what we're goofing on.
Right.
We know a disc jockey who refers to his listeners as fans.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds funny.
You shouldn't refer to, disc jockeys don't refer to listeners as fans. I mean, rock bands have fans.
Right.
The Beatles had fans. The Beatles have fans.
Mm-hmm. Beatles have and fans. Disc jockeys have friends.
Oh, please, I am going to puke. So anyway, what the Beatles used to do for their fans every year, and this was something that no band has done since or before, was if you were in the Beatles fan club like I was when I was a kid, they would actually send you a record. Mm-hmm. Every year you would get a free record in the mail that had a Christmas greeting from the Beatles.
I love this.
And the only way to get the record was to be in the Beatles fan club.
And it was specially recorded. They were obviously silly when they recorded them.
And they get crappy as the years go on. I mean, I'll give the Beatles credit that when it got to 1968 and 1969, the Yoko years, when they started to hate each other, that's when the real joyfulness of the message started to fade. But they still sell them out every year to everybody that was in the Beatles fan club.
And they were out there. They're really weird. And
yeah, they were getting high.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, yeah, yeah.
But the first couple ones are really the best ones before they realized what hot ass they were. Here's the Beatles from 1964. I love these records.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen as the slow ray round about deep and crispy. Brightly showed the boots last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20. And we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year.
Beatle
and everyone
people
who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles, because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we're trying to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, We used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we sent on one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets, and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Donny Mixes and all those sort of things.
Well, that's 1964, okay? So, like, you know, I'm a little kid. I get that in the mail.
They're very innocent. You know, even though they're a little, they're still a little irreverent, you know, especially like when they talk about the royal performances. But they, but there's so much more innocent that they're going to be down the road.
And they're psyched that they got a top 20 record. So the next year,
we're talking about having people send them candy. I mean, how much more innocent can you get?
65. I get another Beatles record in the mail. Hold on. Let me get this thing ready. Here we go. Here's 65.
Everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year. We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number 2 studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
We are, indeed.
I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do.
So many years ago, it seems. Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. To wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year.
All right, so that's great.
Right.
And now we're going to... I think the next one is still kind of sweet and innocent.
Right.
We got like a 66. Sgt. Pepper's not come out yet, I don't think.
All my trouble seems so far away.
They're getting weird now.
Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah. Thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much.
Oh, thank you.
You miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything too.
George.
As well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas.
Notice you never hear Ringo until you get like 10 minutes into the record, the part that I don't play.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
There's Ringo.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well,
thanks, moron.
Like last year.
Hey, we've come back on.
We've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
All right, so they're still kind of innocent there.
You're still the Beatles fan rebelling against Ringo. I like that.
I hate Ringo.
All right, now here we go. Here's the beginning of Sgt. Pepper.
Oh.
It started getting a little weird. Although they did give us this gem, which we play every year.
London, Paris, New York,
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas.
Great song. So tight. This weird song. So at this point, I'm so happy.
Right.
That it's 5 years later, and every Christmas, I'm still getting a record from the Beatles fan club.
Our story opens in Corsica.
See, now they're not coming on and just giving greetings now.
Yeah.
Now they're doing some theater.
It's so weird. Hello?
I love it, though.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this Agnes.
All right, so see that?
Wow.
That's when they kind of turn the corner.
All right, now, so you go to the next year.
Mm-hmm. Like 67.
Get ready for weirddom.
Into Banzu, he makes space 444.
Another good song, though, to start.
Hold on, I got some idiot on the phone who wants to tell me Pearl Jam sends out stuff to their fans.
Hmm. Please.
Hey, I'm the idiot, but they've been doing it since 89.
Yeah, right, and Pearl Jam's
not,
as good
not,
as...
Not stuff like that, but
right, okay.
Goofy stuff, but they send out a Christmas album and they send out special unreleased CDs to anyone from the fan club.
All right, well then, great. Then Pearl Jam's as great as the Beatles, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, happy holidays.
Pearl Jam could kiss my ass. I mean, I like some of their songs, all right. Jesus Christ.
What if Ringo was in Pearl Jam?
Oh, I'd hate him. Hello? Oh, now this can't be true.
What?
Sydney?
Yes?
In excess sent out gifts?
Yes.
What did they send out? Plastic bags so that people could have... What was that sex buzz?
Nooses. Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Sure.
That did not happen.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything unusual. The rock bands send stuff out at Christmas time to their fan clubs, but I think the Beatles might have been
first.
The trendsetters. You know?
They were the first. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes. Well, they did do it.
Well, Merry Crumble. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Why are people calling with this? Why are they calling to say their bands send out stuff?
Elvis used to send out narcotic cough syrup.
And a plastic champagne glass.
Just a little one. Happy holidays.
Tiny little one that you could also use as an ornament.
I don't have any idea what Pearl Jam sends out or in excess.
Studios and ISIS, a cross-section.
It can't be anything like this, though.
I'd like, first of all, to speak to you,
absolutely
Mr. Jam.
Not, because, well, I mean, this is the Beatles.
We have a job for them, Michael.
Yes, quite. I don't think it answers
my question.
It's
a very weird
question.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. There was a job to be done.
They're tripping when they're doing
it. Good.
All right, now the next year is where... The next year might be where Yoko joins.
Either this year or the year after.
Yeah, one of these 2 years.
So we hear a lot of walking here, if I remember correctly. It's a tremendous amount of walking.
Hello?
Hello, this is a big hi and a sincere Merry Christmas from yours truly, Ringo Starr.
Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Autumn, Happy Michaelmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, everybody, to you. I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas this year of 1968. Going on 69.
Hey, you almost forgot.
Happy New Year, all the best to you from here.
Yeah, nice edit, John.
I'd like to wish everybody Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. From there to here, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
Oh, wacky lads.
Still helps me skelter.
You know, it started out as a record.
There were two balloons called Jock and Yono. They were strictly in love, bound to happen in a million years. They were together, man. Unfortunate timetable, they seemed to have previous experience, which kept calling them one way or another. You know how it is.
what started out as such innocent, you know, yeah. Hello, thanks for the jelly beans. You know, now you've got this. Here we go, 1969.
Now, you lads, will you just shout Happy Christmas for us in this cave?
Starts with John and Yoko.
Yes.
Well, 1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Here she is.
Garden with your wife, Yoko. Do you have any special sauce?
There are a lot of fans that heard this voice and hated it.
I remember. Just like you remember Aunt Lola?
Right.
I swear to God, I remember getting the record, putting it on the turntable, and thinking to myself, why is Yoko...
Yeah.
I heard a little of John saying, do you want to have Christmas?
Right.
Why is Yoko the freaking spokesperson for the Beatles?
I know. That was the era where John was beginning to take total control, and Yoko, it was John and Yoko and not the Beatles anymore.
Right.
Now, you lads, will you just shout Happy Christmas for us in this day?
Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
She could come on very soon.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, John, Christmas means so much to me.
Happy Christmas.
Hello.
In the garden with your wife, Yoko, do you have any special sauce for Christmas?
Where are my big grasses?
Well, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards... eating.
You can tell, like, it's a handheld tape recorder. Yeah. It used to be in a studio. You can tell, like, they're probably in bed.
But that was the last one.
Right.
That was the last one.
They broke up after that.
I mean, I've got them all. I've got every single year. I collected every single year, but that's the last year.
Amazing. What a journey.
That sucks. I love the early ones, though. I still sit, really, on Christmas, I'll really sit and listen to the first ones.
Right.
Because they were just so nice.
Happy Grimble.
You know. Thank you for all the jelly beans.
Jelly babies.
We've got too many now. Would you like chocolates, though?
And then they get into it. You know, even with the stuff when they're screwing around, though, throughout the years, you can hear, in my opinion, what is the musical genius of the Beatles with, you know, just the different melodies. Melodies that, you know, who knows how they were influenced. But I will tell you right now.
I think you know how they were influenced.
At the core of all of that, these guys were musical geniuses that did stuff that will never be repeated. And, I think the Beatles, obviously, on all these classic rock stations can be a little overplayed. But when you hear that kind of stuff, you really realize just how totally original they were.
True. They're the best. And F. Pearl Jam, you know, the Beatles, they did it first.
Right? They did indeed.
They did
absolutely.
It first. Still love the Beatles. Hate Ringo. Hate Yoko. Used to hate Linda.
Right.
A little harder to hate Linda now that she's dead, though.
It is. It was harder to hate Linda when she was alive, too.
And Linda really didn't do anything to break them up.
No, and Linda was more Wings. You know, then she was the Beatles.
Yeah, but Linda...
She was just kind of in the background. It was with Wings where she started carrying the tambourine.
Yeah.
And we all started to hate her again.
That was a business. So the hate scale would be Yoko here,
right.
Ringo here, you know, and then close behind would be Linda.
You didn't like Photograph?
But beyond that...
Ringo's hit.
Nothing but love for the Beatles.
The O's.
Well, listen, Ringo had lots of hits.
Yeah, he did. He had a lot of, you know...
You're 16, you're beautiful, you're mine.
Right. Little Help from My Friends, right? Was that his or is that the
name? That was the Beatles. Back Off, Boogaloo.
Is that Ringo?
That was Ringo Starr.
Oh, wow.
You got another one?
The No-No song. No, I don't smoke it no more.
There you go. That's
right. Ringo.
So he did have a few hits.
Fantastic talent.
He did. You know what you call that, Mike? Name value.
There you go.
Absolutely. Name value.
Hey, that's what got him in the polar bear suit.
first one to cash out.
First Beatle to actually, you know, be a commercial spokesperson.
Or a wine cooler.
That's good wine cooler.
Jesus Christ. Okay, listen.
Media acquisition.
We're going to try to give away 1,000. Yeah, he does a Charles Schwab commercial now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to try to give away $1,976.31 now.
Right.
Secret sound number 2. We're going to give this money away on today's show.
All right.
I'm going to give you an extra clue. Along with clothing and along with shirt, the clue is going to be packaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Packaging. Clothing. Shirt. packaging.
Fart. Wet.
That's not a clue.
www.egors.com. Smelly.
Fun.
Wipe necessary.
Oh, no. Dollop.
Oh, dear.
Dollop.
Dying.
Okay. Shot at the money now if you are the 100th caller at 877-365-3636.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, fourth-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is. Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Merry fucking Christmas. From the John and Mike Show.
Right. Okay, here we go. Our entire budget for the rest of the year.
Yay.
Very good. Frankly, you know, the way they nickel and dime us, I'm surprised we have this amount of money left.
I'm amazed, too, but it's nice to know that we have to give away every single cent because we won't get it back if we don't give it away
right.
today.
$1,976.31. Secret sound, last secret sound of the year. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who is this, please?
Ron Thomason.
Ron, where are you calling from?
West of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Beautiful. Ron, you are, in fact, the 100th caller. Ron, you have won the Palm 3C handheld.
All right.
The Palm 3C handheld. Rob, incidentally, a nicer version than the one I gave you for Christmas today.
If he wants to train.
Oh, that's great.
The Palm 3C handheld features everything you expect from Palm. A date book, contacts, expense reports, memo pads, a do list, maps, photos, and this is the brand new baby that is in color.
Oh, fantastic.
Please enjoy, my friend, but wait, there's more.
All right.
You've also won the 7-Eleven stocking, including a $25 American Express gift card, available exclusively at 7-Eleven, an amount starting from $25. Remember 7-Eleven for an easy and fast holiday shopping solution this year. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
All right.
We do love 7-Eleven now.
Oh, sure.
The clues, the clues are clothing, shirt, packaging. Are you ready?
Yeah.
For $1,900, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert!
Okay.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
That's the sound.
Is that the open...
Hey, hold on.
Oh, gotta wait till he sings.
Christ.
I gave
you the palm pile because I liked you.
And the dogs are in my dog, favorite dog.
Yeah. Oh. All right, King Vitaman. What's the sound?
I think it's opening of the packaging for, you know, when you get it dry cleaned.
No.
Oh,
we're sorry.
Oh, man.
Fine effort, though.
No.
Damn, that's weak.
Yeah, and everyone goes to the dry cleaner at Christmas time.
Good guess. It's a real holiday place.
Christ, I wish I could take that Palm Pilot back. I truly do. I truly do. I just cut him off.
Every guess, not a clue for you in this case.
No. Well, you know what? It's not.
We're going to go with a bonus caller then.
Good.
Give someone else a shot.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Mark Stockton.
Mark Stockton, California. Mark, I'm going to give you the 7-Eleven stocking.
Okay.
With the $25 American Express gift card, that's for American Express and 7-Eleven. Now, the sound. Here it is. Give us a decent guess, please.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that your clues are packaging, shirt, clothing. Here it is.
Okay.
What's the sound?
Is that opening a brand new package that you buy with the shirt in it, tearing the tape away?
I'm going to have to go to head. Head shakes his head. No.
It's interesting to me that you required a ruling on that one.
Yes,
for those of us that are not in the know.
That's the tape on the back of the packaging.
It is not the tape.
Not tape.
Well, it's opening the package.
It is not the tape on the back of a package.
I know what it is now.
Which is what you said. Write it down, Mike, if you think you got it.
It's the zip. zip part.
It is not the zip part. I'm telling you, you're nowhere near it.
Pipe down, sir.
Yeah, shut up. We gave you a free shot at it, please.
I know.
You damn dummy. Mike, it is not popping open the plastic.
Mm. Thought it was that plastic wrapping that a shirt comes in.
I want to tell you that this one is so tough. I'm going to give you a clue now. We're not going to do it again for a couple minutes.
Right.
It involves a shirt box.
Right.
When you get a present at Christmas, when you get a dress shirt, the box, the sound involves the box. I don't know. I can't be more explicit.
Not without telling them what it is.
What are you writing down, Mike? It is not crushing the empty box.
This is really making me mad.
It is not crushing the opening box. No, crushing the opening box.
Right.
No, it's none of that.
Not that.
But it does involve a shirt box.
Yes,
it does.
Okay, all right.
Yes, it does. And Head, come up with another clue before we do it the next time. Because I still think with the clues that we've given, we're not going to get anybody to get the exact vernacular you've written down there.
You said it was tough, and it is.
I mean, beyond that.
All right. Come up with something besides that.
All right.
Please, use your head.
Use your oversized head.
Giant head. Well, the good news is that we got another major prize.
Yes.
And another shot at $1,976.31.
That's good.
Coming up before we get out of here today.
And my mind is racing right now, but I don't think there's any way I'm going to get it.
Do you have the actual shirt box?
No, but you know what?
Do you have it so that when the sound is guessed, we can demonstrate it?
I believe I can use this.
Okay, great. Then Rob has a box from our Christmas show today.
Good.
We'll be able to, once we get a winner, to demonstrate the sound to you.
Quite a bit of trash in there, huh, Rob?
Yes. I don't know where it came from.
Can you do it with that box?
I'm looking at it. I believe so.
You think so?
Yeah, it won't
can
be
you
identical,
do it with
but we can do
that box.
Okay, so, all right, good.
Can you do it with that box?
All right, everybody, that's your clue. Now, please don't call now. Wait until the next time you hear the touchstones. What are you doing, Mike?
Don't hit
yourself
with it.
Please don't hit yourself with it. Don't call now. Give me another shot in the next hour to win the money.
It's pumping the shirt box.
No. When we come back, listen, we have...
That's a clue.
That's a good clue, but I won't give it right now.
Okay, hold on to that.
That's an excellent clue. Way to go, Ed. When we come back...
It's a shirt box making a heart sound.
No, it's not, Mike. When we come back, you know, we've covered almost everything of our traditional Christmas show.
Right.
Except the annual reading of a story that has nothing to do with Christmas, but is very identified with Christmas on this show.
Very good.
I'll be joined by Charlie for the Hamburger James story right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want? Real estate.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now it's got absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, but listen to Charlie. It's like that "Twas the Night Before Christmas" story.
He wants to hear it every year.
Come on in, hi Charlie.
Hi Don.
Hi Charlie.
Hi Don.
What's wrong?
I got a bad tummy.
What's wrong with your stomach, Charlie?
I went to the doctor today.
Yeah.
He said I have blood in my stool.
Mm. Well, you know what? I have blood in my urine.
You really?
Yes.
Is it going to be okay?
Well, I have to go have an operation tomorrow.
I don't. Okay. Everything's good then.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
How do you know you had blood in your stool?
He said I have... He wrote it down. I have an...
An anal?
Fizz.
Do you have an anal fissure?
Sure.
Anal fissure.
That's what he said, yes. An anal fissure. That's what I have. A hole in my my rectum.
Did he also say you have hemorrhoids?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bad.
Have you been eating a lot of Erica's cookies?
Yes. I ate the whole tray. The whole tray? Yes, I did, Don, but I'll be feeling better. He gave me some medicine. He gave me a salve.
A salve.
He gave me salve to put on it.
Salve.
Mm-hmm.
And you rub that in?
He said, put it on your finger and rub it in. And
I bet he said, don't go all the way in, though.
No. He said, stay on the outside.
Right.
He said,
good.
Stay on the outside and soak in a hot tub.
That's
with
good.
Salt. Right.
Good.
Salt water.
Salt water.
So I'll be feeling good tomorrow, but I had blood in my stool.
Wow.
But I'm doing okay
How
now.
How much?
Oh, tons. Yeah, it's like brown red. That's very Charlie. Bad. Yes. Hello, hi, Rob.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Charlie.
Christmas, Rob. Now, how you doing, Robbie?
Good. Did he say salt water or Epsom salt?
Salt water. She said soak in salt water, so I have to go to the sea.
I could burn.
I have to go to the sea. Hi, boys.
Hi. How you doing, Charlie?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Are you sure he didn't say Epsom salts?
What are those?
You would know, a buzz salve. They're like...
Epi, that's what I used to say when I'd have one of my fits.
No, they're like...
Don't have an Epi.
The crystals.
Yes, the crystals, it's a much milder form of salt, and it's good for what ails you.
You're a newsman.
Yes, I am, sure.
Milder. Finally,
that's me.
Are you going to the ocean?
Yeah.
Are you going to the ocean?
Uh-huh.
Ocean City?
Right after the show.
And what are you going to do, just go in the ocean with your pants off?
I'm going to go down with my pants off, soak in the ocean, then come back tomorrow. So I can run the Best Of show.
You know, I've often wondered who runs the board during our Best Of show.
I do, and I also run the board for the Redskins. Uh-huh. That's me.
Good job.
Charlie. Hi, Sam. Hi, Sam Huff.
Are you big friends with Sam?
Oh, he's a good guy.
Hey,
he's my favorite guy on that show. He makes a lot of sense.
Have you seen Frank Herzog make pancakes on Channel 9?
Yes. That is the best show on television. He makes them in different shapes.
Yes.
And he wears a chef's hat, and he wears an apron.
You know,
he is great.
There are some people, Charlie, who would say that a play-by-play announcer for an NFL team might be in some way...
Right?
Lowering his standards to simply appear on a morning talk show to make pancakes once a week.
Everybody can make pancakes, Don. Especially on TV. It's fun. Because he makes different shapes. Do you understand?
No, I've seen him.
He makes different shapes, Don.
He wears the big giant chef's hat.
He's not lowering anything, because if he was lowering something, he'd make the same pancakes every week. But he doesn't. He has different things that he says. And he's funny. He's funny. Hi, Mr. Sonny Jurgensen.
Oh, you like Sonny too?
Oh, I do. Sonny's a good guy. He's got a big cigar. Sonny.
What do you like best about Sonny?
His teeth.
Have you ever seen him without his teeth?
No. What do you mean without his teeth?
You know, they're...
Does he have fake teeth? Oh, my God, no.
Pop in, pop out.
Oh, you mean like the kind that Mr. McWilliams has?
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Fake teeth, dentures.
That's right.
That's what Mr. McWilliams said. Charlie, every night, soak them in the cup.
That's right.
Mine are all real, though. See?
They're handsome.
Yes, sir. This one's completely green.
All right, Charlie.
It broke off one time when I was eating Jell-O.
But then didn't it grow back?
Yes, it did. But it's still green. It's real green, dark green, forest green.
Charlie, what's your favorite Christmas story of all time?
I don't know.
Come on, don't be coy with me.
It's the Hamburger James story.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Blood in the Stool. Are you ready?
I'm always ready. Ready to rock and roll.
All right, here we go, Charlie.
La, 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 la.
Remembering the King.
Uh-huh. That's Elvis.
This is from People Magazine.
Uh-huh.
19, I don't even know when this came out, like 10 years ago, this article.
Hold on, let me get comfortable.
Okay, because I know you love a good Christmas story.
I got to sit on my donut.
Like your blow-off donut?
Ah, here we go. My Duke feels better now.
Who told you that?
My Duke?
Yeah. Who told you?
Mr. O'Mara. Mr. Michael O'Mara.
Huh.
He said, call it your Duke.
Do you know why you call it your Duke?
No. just sounded funny. She said you can call it your Duke and you can take a Duke.
That's right.
Uh-huh. You can call poop Duke.
Yes, you can.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc. Wee!
Charlie. Story here is written, actually, by Rick Stanley.
Okay.
Who was Elvis's stepbrother.
Who?
Elvis's stepbrrother, Rick Stanley.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be gone on my birthday.
What?
You're going to be gone on my birthday.
Yes. Tomorrow's your birthday. How old are you going to be? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do, Don.
How old, Charlie?
60 years old.
Wow. Is that right, Robbie?
Yeah.
60.
What are you eating, Rob?
Cookies.
Thank you, Erica.
Yes. Don't eat too many. You'll get blood in your stool. You get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, bad, because you can't poop. You can't do. Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
One afternoon, my mom pulls up at a beautiful Continental with a guy who's a perfect stranger to me.
How this?
I come out of the boarding school, and my mom's sitting in the front seat with the guy who she introduces as our new daddy, Vernon.
Oh, it's not Elvis. It's Vernon. You're going way back there, boy.
And the three of us are ushered into the back seat.
Yeah, rushed in the back seat.
We leave from the school and drive to the mansion to Graceland. All of a sudden, there's this big, beautiful house. Inside, I walk down a mirrored hallway.
He gets all buttery.
Down the steps. Charlie, you're way ahead in the story.
Sorry, Doc. I'm sorry, but that's the buttery part.
And I see Elvis standing by the record player listening to records.
Yeah.
He walks across the room, and the first time I meet this guy, he's different.
Who is this guy?
So, I'm going to skip past part of the story that you don't like, the boring part with the background.
Okay, Don.
About how Rick Stanley eventually becomes Elvis's stepbrother, and he ends up going on the road with Elvis Presley.
That's right. That's when they have fun.
Eventually, I took care of Elvis when we were traveling.
Right.
I did everything. I made sure all the meals were taken care of. I took care of his wardrobe and jewelry.
Yeah, he had a lot of jewelry, didn't he, Don?
I taped up the windows so the sun couldn't get in.
Yeah, Elvis hated the sun.
I set up his room and carried the kit that contained all his medication.
Very clever.
When Elvis would come off stage, it was my responsibility to get a towel around his neck.
Yeah, because Elvis was wasted.
A glass of water in his hand and a coat on his back.
Get the coat on his back, boys.
Girls were always available.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
I know.
It was just a matter of picking which one he wanted.
Yeah.
And he wanted one every night. He had to have someone in bed with him every night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think sex was involved.
Oh, okay.
Elvis hated to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis wanted a girl, someone would go find him one.
And I'm a girl, boys.
We called it trolling.
Yeah.
Elvis would look around and say, it's time to go trolling.
That's like fishing.
And we knew what that meant.
Uh-huh.
Someone had to go downstairs and select four or five girls for him to look over.
Right.
I introduced him to a lot of girls, and members of the entourage introduced him to some.
Mm-hmm.
It was usually me, because I knew Elvis's taste.
Yeah, he liked young ones.
Tall, clean girls.
Clean, no dirt under the fingernails.
In one of the Vegas hotels, they'd gather together in the lounge area and sit around on sofas and wait.
Merry Christmas.
When Elvis wanted someone to go trolling, I'd go down and look him over and pick out four or five.
You. Come on up to Elvis's bed.
There was a whole routine. When I was gone, Elvis would get out stuff to talk to them about.
Mm-hmm.
He carried around books on astrology and numerology and that kind of thing, so he could make conversation.
Is Wendell here?
Yeah, why?
I just want to... we're getting together afterwards.
What are you doing?
I'm going out. Going out to Outback Steakhouse. Mr. Wendell said he'd take me to Outback Steakhouse, and then we're going to fire machine guns.
Anyway, I'd take them up to his suite, and there he'd be. All smiles and very gracious.
That's Elvis.
Elvis could make a woman feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
They'd sit around in the suite for a while, and Elvis would look over while he talked to them. And then he'd let me know which one he wanted to stay.
She gets to stay all night.
Then I'd instruct her. I'd tell her what Elvis liked and he didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tell her if things worked out in a way she decided she wanted to stay the night.
Right.
And I knew they'd already decided or they wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be things they'd need to know. I told them Elvis always liked to eat in bed.
He loved to eat in bed, Doc. He thought it was fun.
So I'd set a sort of table on the bed.
He was a big pig.
I would tell them that Elvis always ate and slept in PJs.
And in his own issue.
I left his PJ tops in the bathroom just for them.
Yeah.
And I would tell them that Elvis insisted everyone around him be very clean, so they might want to take a shower before they put on their PJs.
Did they have Target PJs?
I told them they could order anything they wanted to eat.
All right.
But Elvis hated the smell of...
fish! He didn't like the fish! The fish! Hi, Lisa!
So get...
Hi, Lisa!
Happy holidays. Hi, Don.
Hi, Lisa!
I have some good news.
Oh. Yeah, listen, from www.playboy.com.
Playboy. Playboy with naked people.
With 9,371 votes.
Uh-huh.
Hannah Storm is now in second place.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow!
Good job.
Yay, all right!
Charlie, do you know why that's funny?
No. No, I don't.
It's funny, though.
It is funny, because everybody laughs. He's in second place, huh?
Elvis hated the smell of
fish.
So I tell the girls get whatever they wanted to eat, but stay away from fish.
And he didn't want to, to smell like fish.
Right, their place. I told them they should brush their teeth after they ate.
Brush more than their teeth.
Elvis always did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a new toothbrush in the bathroom for them.
Right.
I'd always take a big batch of toothbrushes on the road with us.
Mm-hmm.
A big double handful.
But those toothbrushes better not smell like fish.
The kit went everywhere with Elvis. And
yeah,
I was the guy designated to take care of it.
The kit.
If he went out for a drive, that meant I brought the kit. It had all kinds of uppers.
Uppers are drugs.
Dexedrine, Black Beauties. Then you've got the Class A Percodan.
Oh,
Demerol, Codeine.
Thank you very much.
There were barbiturates.
Mm.
Towards the end, there was liquid Demerol.
Ooh.
Needles.
That's the powerful stuff.
And he had money inside the kit.
Wow.
$10,000 in a wallet.
$10,000 in the kit.
Plus his makeup, a driver's license, and a lot of jewelry.
Makeup? Was it clown makeup?
Elvis started taking drugs from his mom when he was a young man.
Zach.
A lot of big money performers think it's fun to have servants hanging around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy who ended up working for Elvis, helping me, but he didn't have much of a job.
Here comes a good part. His name.
Mainly he went for stuff like hamburgers.
His name
was...
Hamburger James!
Hamburger
James was his name. This is the good part of the story.
Well, I'm in Elvis's suite one day.
Uh-huh.
And he yells out to me from his bathroom that someone's been in his kit.
Someone's been in my kit, boys.
He said things were missing.
Uh-huh.
Some money and some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we ran all over the place, and the only person we couldn't find was... Hamburger James.
That's
Charlie.
Right, John. That's right. Hamburger James is bad.
Elvis was more than mad.
Kill him.
He was in a wild rage.
F him up.
And it spread to everybody.
Kill him.
You see, Elvis also had pictures in the kit. I think they were pictures of Scylla.
Oh, no.
Hamburger James took the pictures, too.
Oh, boy, that bastard.
So Elvis was hot.
I said a bad word, Don.
That's all right, Charlie.
Okay.
Do you know what bastard means?
No.
Man, he was hot. Everybody's around looking for...
Hamburger James, because he's gone with the kit.
And someone says, I'll bet he's at the...
pool.
No.
But I know this one. He's at the store.
No, he's at the...
He's at the blender store.
No.
He's at the...
He's at...
Your hand went up in the air. The fly store.
He's at the airport.
Oh, the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. That's what it was.
He's at the airport.
Darn it, I wish I wasn't so slow.
Charlie, listen, we're going to have to break here.
Oh, my God. Charlie Brown-Tree.
When we come back, you know what's coming next, right?
Yes.
Elvis finds Hamburger James.
At the airport, not the store of the pool.
Right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Griswold's Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big. It's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Merry f***ing Christmas.
from the John and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, kids. Don't forget, we got $1,976.31.
Wow.
With the secret Santa, we've not given it away.
Right.
Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charlie stepped out for a second.
Okay.
I don't know.
There he is.
And
Mike's tired.
And we're going to be giving you another opportunity in a moment to win the money.
You're going to get another opportunity.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Your clues are.
I don't have to know.
Clothing.
I don't have to
shirt,
know.
Shirt. Packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt box.
Is it three?
Three what?
The number.
No, it's not. What are you doing, the Bob Barker thing?
Yes. Yeah.
No. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an extra clue right now.
Michael!
Not folding.
A chair.
Not folding.
Wow.
Right. A chair.
Okay, no, Charlie, not a chair.
Okay.
Listen to all the clues.
I done.
Shirt. Clothing. You know, this is almost as tough as when Bart was in here today.
Always is.
I'm the only adult, I swear to God.
Always is.
Christmas.
Always is.
Shirt.
La la.
Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Packaging. Shirt box. Not folding.
Right. I got it.
You got it, Charlie?
I'm going to write it down.
I think
you
I
got
have
one?
It. I feel stupid that it took me this long, but...
Let me see, Buzz.
I think this is it.
Rob, take a look at Buzz's and see if he's got it. Buzz, does he have it?
That's exactly right. That's almost to the word what I wrote down for the lady.
What do you have, Charlie? Smiley face, no.
That's
you're
good.
Both right.
Good, Charlie.
God damn it! Charlie!
Charlie. Not a Christmas show.
Charlie, we're back to the Hamburger James story.
This is a good story!
Now,
uh-huh.
Where were we?
Short-term memory not good.
Elvis was looking for...
his mother.
Hamburger James.
Hamburger James at the store.
No, at the airport.
Oh, God.
We were in Las Vegas at the time. Elvis screams, get the car.
Get the car, boys.
And we race out of the hotel and pile into a couple of cars.
Uh-huh.
There's six or seven of us.
Right.
And we're driving like crazy because someone found out that a plane is supposed to go to Memphis in a few minutes.
Hamilton James is going to be on the plane, Don.
We come screeching up to the airport, Charlie, and everyone piles out. People are wearing guns and shoulder holsters.
Bam, 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 bam.
They hadn't even put their coats on. Elvis is right there with us. Everyone's running to the different counters and jumping up and down to look over the heads of the crowd, trying to find...
Hamburger James!
Everyone in the place is freaking out.
Lamar Fike!
Finally, someone runs up and says, he found out the plane from Memphis is leaving at the gate.
Go get him, boys!
So we run like mad to get up there. The guys are all pounding on the glass, and Elvis runs up to the gate desk and starts yelling, stop that plane!
Stop that plane!
Stop that plane!
The plane! The plane!
The girl ignores him for a second or two, and then she starts to get a little hysterical.
Right.
And she screams, I can't, I can't.
Get him, he's on the plane.
Then Elvis pulls out a police badge out of the bunch that he carried with him over the years and flashed it at her, and he yelled, I'm a federal officer.
Stop that plane.
I said, stop that plane.
Come on, baby.
Then she sees it's Elvis, and she goes all buttery.
Buttery-like, because she's a fan. And Elvis is handsome.
And she starts whimpering something like, oh, it's you,
oh.
Elvis. And Elvis is yelling, stop that plane. I'm a federal officer.
I'm a federal officer.
I tell you what, I want that plane stop right now.
He's not a federal officer, though.
I never did understand why. But the plane stopped and pulled back to the gate.
Uh-huh.
They opened the door.
Yep.
And Elvis's bodyguards ran down the aisle in
oh,
there.
No.
In the back.
Right.
Was old
Hamburger
James.
In the back. He was all buttery-like.
He was all huddled down and hiding.
At the airport.
In the airplane.
In the plane.
They dragged him right up the aisle.
They're going to kill him.
Off the plane and out of the airport.
Kill him dead, boys.
He was wailing and crying and trying to get away.
Yeah,
the guys were punching him once in a while to try to get him to shut up.
They're big.
I'm sure he thought we were going to take him out in the desert and dig him a grave.
I've been red punched him a lot.
We race back to the hotel, and Elvis's people drag Hamburger James into the elevator.
Come on, Sonny, come on, man.
Elvis is sweet, and they throw him down on the couch.
Throw him down.
Elvis walks up, and the crowd of people parts.
Mm-hmm.
Hamburger James is crying like crazy and scared to death.
He's scared. He thinks he's gonna kill. They're gonna. He thinks they're gonna kill him.
Right. Elvis walks up in front of him, and then he leans down and picks up a big, heavy coffee table. He doesn't say anything. He's dead quiet.
Hi, Tom.
I'm thinking, uh-oh. He's gonna murder him.
He's gonna kill him because he's mad because he took the kid.
He's gonna smash him in the head with that table. How are we ever gonna talk our way out of this?
Oh, no, no, don't kill him, Elvis.
But Elvis puts the table down to one side.
Mm-hmm.
Then he walks up to Hamburger James.
Right.
And looks at him real cold and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis reaches over.
Yep.
While Hamburger James is looking straight at him, scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
And slaps him twice.
Yep.
Like in the movies.
Right.
A slap and a backhand. Pow. Then pow again.
Pow.
And Charlie?
Pow, 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 pow.
Then the most amazing thing happened.
This is the special part. This is the part that makes Christmas special.
Hamburger James got a funny look on his face and wilted like a baby.
Uh-huh. He's very happy that Elvis didn't kill him.
He cried and cried.
Yep.
Like his heart was broken.
He's so sad.
He said he was sorry he stole from Elvis.
He's sorry he took the kit.
And he'd give it all back. Elvis looked at him for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elvis broke down and started crying too.
Yeah, because Elvis is a big baby.
Oh! He went down on his knees in front of Hamburger James and said he was sorry. He kept saying, "Why didn't you let me know you needed money?"
Why was Elvis being such a pussy?
I would have given you money. You didn't have to steal from me.
No, Elvis was very kind.
They cried and cried like that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis kept telling Hamburger James he didn't have to leave. He could keep his job, but Hamburger James wanted to go.
He wanted to go because he felt so bad for what he had done.
So Elvis gave him a few weeks' salary and someone took him back to the airport. Elvis wanted to be a tough guy, but he couldn't really.
No, because he really loved Hamburger James.
You know what he loved more than Hamburger James?
The kit.
Drugs.
Oh, drugs.
They were in the kit, Charlie.
Yeah, the drugs were in the kit. That's why he was so mad.
Drugs were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In the latter part of his life, they were taking complete control.
Yeah.
He couldn't think or act or straight anymore. He couldn't think or act straight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When he'd fall out of bed in the morning, there was a handful of uppers, and he'd chase it down with coffee.
Glug, glug, glug.
I'd have to order three breakfasts, because Elvis would get so out of it on those uppers.
Uh-huh.
He'd be rattling and talking, and his food would get cold.
God, I wish I could order three breakfasts every day.
About halfway into the meal, I'd have to have another one sitting there ready.
Yeah.
He'd get wired like that. They'd give him Valium or something to take the edge off.
Then he'd forget his breakfast.
Then before he went on stage, the doctors would give him uppers.
Did he have breakfast before he went on stage?
I don't know, Charlie.
I love breakfast, Tom.
When he came off the stage, they'd give him something to calm him down. Then they'd give him something else to help him go to sleep.
Right after breakfast.
Sometimes Elvis would get so out of it during a meal, he'd be sitting there and nodding off, and you'd have to watch him because he'd get a piece of hamburger meat hung in his throat.
He ate hamburger for breakfast?
On more than one occasion. I had to reach in Elvis's throat while he was choking in bed.
Right over the pancake.
And pull stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Pound on his chest.
Yep.
His health was practically ruined by his lifestyle.
You've been eating sausages.
Elvis had bad eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was trying to get him to lose weight, but they had to be careful about making suggestions or he'd get mad.
He'd eat breakfast any time of the day.
So they do it indirectly, like making sure he'd be within earshot when they'd say something like,
"Hey, Elvis is a fat pig."
Hey, I heard of a friend who lost a lot of weight eating yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So later, Elvis would start eating yogurt.
Right.
He'd eat those little containers of yogurt with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work.
Nope.
Because he'd eat 20 of them at a time.
20 at a time.
And he kept on doing whatever else he was doing, too.
Yep.
The same thing happened with peaches.
He couldn't make a nice BM, though.
He got on a peach craze.
Mm-hmm.
He ate peaches day and night.
Mm, peaches are good for you.
I found the pits everywhere.
Part of the fruit group.
Sometimes he'd just throw them on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It had gotten to where we'd have to take giant spools of saran wrap, giant ones, and wrap him to hold his stomach in.
Yeah, because his stomach was so bloated.
It made it impossible for him to breathe.
It looks like he ate Hamburger James. It looked like Hamburger James was in his tummy. It all buttery like.
Many times, I'd seen Elvis so out of it.
Many times.
That he'd go in the bathroom and be sitting on the head and he'd fall forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go pick him up when that would happen.
Yeah, he'd fall face forward into the shag carpet.
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my theory on the death of Elvis.
You think he ate breakfast in the bathroom?
You see, that shag carpet is thick.
Mm-hmm.
Big, thick stuff. That night when he fell off the toilet, being so overweight and so high, he couldn't lift himself.
Hi.
And he smothered himself in the rug.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd gone back up there, I might have found him. But I was abusing drugs, too.
Yep.
Though I think it would be safe to say I had enough Demerol going through me right then to sedate Whitehaven, a Memphis suburb. Instead, I went back to my own room. I was numb from then on out. As for my stepfather, when Elvis died, that was the end of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need you anymore, is what Vernon said.
Vernon!
He gave me 2 weeks' notice.
Kicked him right out.
When Elvis died, it was over for me. I had the little car he'd given me. I went to my buddy's house, slept on the floor, and considered ways to kill myself.
Yay! That's a good ending. That's a better ending. That's a different ending from the last time.
Yeah.
You usually end it right when Hamburger James' gift goes away.
So, Charlie, tell me why that's your favorite Christmas story out of all of them.
Because it shows how wonderfully nice Elvis is, and when he treats Hamburger James nice right before he dies on the toilet.
And what's the message to everyone?
The message is, if you're going out, make sure you go to the store instead of the airport, like Hamburger James. Because if you go to the airport, they'll take you off the plane and kill you.
And kill you.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Charlie, I know you love that story. That's your favorite Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some years we don't get to it. I'm glad we got to it today.
We got to it today. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And Charlie, happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll be 60 years old. Mr. Wendell, get me a machine gun.
That's what I heard.
All right.
All right. Happy birthday, Charlie.
Happy birthday, and to all a good night. Goodbye, Charlie.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Jeez, he was wound up.
He loves that
story.
That
was his deal.
Why, Charlie?
I don't know. Maybe you could ask him.
Yes. Sometimes he just gets so full of it.
I don't know what his deal is.
He's all wound up or something.
Like it's the last show before vacation or something.
I think that might have something to do with it.
Let's just try to give away this money now.
Yeah.
Okay? Buzz has noodled it through.
Yeah. Ah, way to go, Buzz.
Buzz has the answer.
Thanks for drawing a roadmap for me.
Okay. Your clues are shirt, packaging, clothing.
Yes.
Shirt box, not folding. You still don't have it? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm the only one now. I'm the only one now that's out of the loop, and I'm feeling kind of lonely-like.
$1,976.31. Call 100. You get it? You get the money? Call right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah, and it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs, and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak to
your mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Doesn't show.
No daft pricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, we just had a show going on here.
We almost had a Christmas disaster in here.
You know, Lisa, who we love very much, wonderful addition to the show.
Yes.
Came in and gave us our Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave Mike a nice golf ball holder.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. And a little ball repair tool and a little marker with my initials on it. It was a wonderful
gift.
Excellent.
And you know I love cigars, and she got me a beautiful Zippo lighter
mm-hmm.
with my initials on it. And because I couldn't wait,
right.
I immediately filled it, because it comes with a big thing of Zippo lighter fluid.
Oh, very oh, flammable no. Zippo lighter fluid.
I immediately filled it up
uh-huh.
and lit that baby up.
Yeah.
And Mike saw the fire go shooting up my arm.
It really went like almost up to his elbow, this blue flame. And I said, are you all right? You didn't even know how far off your arm it was. And it was just, and then, you know, it's that delayed pain where you're like, ow!
That's my hand
shaking your hand.
I've spent a lot of time in this studio. Mostly all I see is Mike. I've never seen him move that fast and look that concerned.
That freaked me out. That was like, you lit it. And apparently, you know, you didn't wait the proper 8 seconds before the lighter fluid went down. And the thing that was got me is that not only was it crawling up your arm, but sitting right in front of you was the lighter fluid, the can of lighter fluid, which that could have been a real disaster.
And Rob just said, I smell hair burning.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I have on a long sleeve shirt. And then I looked at my hand
all
and
the
I realized
hair is gone.
That all the hair on my hand was just burned off.
The beautiful hand of a 4-year-old, totally devoid of hair.
His hand looks like Jeremy Coleman's hand now.
The dove-like hand of Jeremy Coleman.
You'd have to do a lot of work to get your hand to look like Jeremy Coleman's hand.
Well, thank you very much. Wait, hold on. Yeah, couldn't be. There's no BM under the fingernail. Okay, let's give away this money.
Yeah!
Let's do it with the secret sound. Got it right now. Hope you get it. We're going to just take calls until we give away the money.
Very good.
Okay,
good.
So everybody be advised. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, what's your name?
My name's Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
All right, Jamie, listen, first off, you've won yet another Duquesne Gas Grill from Hearth, USA.
Oh, cool.
Visit Hearth, USA, Rockville or Springfield. Register to win a grill for yourself at the 12 Grills of Christmas giveaway.
Hope it doesn't burn the hair off your hands.
Now, why would you do this, though? You just won the grill. Why would you go to register to win another one?
Why not?
I guess that's rhetoric for everybody listening.
That's right. The gift is for this guy. The commercial is for everybody else.
The Duquesne Gas Grill retails for $922.
Awesome. Means it's a nice one.
Go to www.hearthusa.com. For more information. Okay, you're playing for every cent that we have left to give away.
All right.
$1,976.31.
Pretty close to $2,000.
Yeah. Play you the secret sound now, and wouldn't this be fantastic for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would take the heat off.
You know what this is? This is FU money.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, I mean, and if you've got all your shopping done for everybody else, then it's really FU money.
You can throw yourself a nice little party.
Yeah. Play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Godspeed!
Caller, name this sound.
All right, now don't forget your clues. Clothing, packaging, shirt box, not folding.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
Yeah! Are you going to do it?
I hope so.
What is it?
Is it the sound of, is it when you're pulling the top off the box? Is it the friction of the boxes together?
Ed? No. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're sorry.
We cannot give it to you. Thank you.
All right.
Hold on, please.
Good luck.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I'm waiting to get Secret Sound.
Right. What's your name, baby?
My name's Cheryl Davidson. I'm here from Wichita, Kansas.
Cheryl, you've won the NAD L40 music system.
Really? Oh, thank you.
Courtesy of Sound Images, they have the best in distinctive home theater systems, digital TVs, audio file receivers, amps, and speakers. Shop Sound Images.
Woo-hoo!
Falls Church, Bethesda for sensational sound at sensible prices. Okay, without all the buildup, we're going to play you the sound also.
Okay.
You get it. You're going to win nearly $2,000. Are you ready?
Yeah, you can tell me the clues again, too?
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay, thanks.
Packaging. Clothing, shirt box, not folding. Here's the sound. What is it?
It's the sound of smashing the box when you realize that it's a gift you really didn't want. Oh!
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
This is Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
Baltimore.
Mike, you want a $100 gift certificate to Pentagon City.
All right.
And the Fashion Center in Pentagon City to help you shop during the holiday season with more than 170 of your favorite stores.
Are you
ready?
Yep.
Here is the sound. What is it?
You know how the corners of the box folded and all?
Yes.
Perforated? Is it tearing the perforation in the corners?
What rum?
He is so close. He danced all around it, and then...
I think I know what it is now. You know.
Nope. Sorry.
All right.
You're goddamn close, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be exact.
You're goddamn close. Hold on, please. You think you got it, Mike? You want to write it down? What do you think it is? Yes, that's...
That would be acceptable?
Look at what he just said. We'd give him that, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, I got disconnected before. I already had a guest, but I forgot. I hung up by accident after I already won.
What?
That's the Cheryl lady. She needs to hold on to get her prize.
All right, hold on. Sorry about this, Cheryl. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to guess the secret sound.
Yeah, I'd like to be Pope. Why not? What's your name?
Stuart Swink.
Stuart Swink. Yeah.
The Swink man.
The Swinker. Yeah.
The man of Swinkstinia.
Kitchen Swink.
Stu Swink. Enjoy your read-along baby bear.
Swink or swim.
With a touch of its paw, this bear reads a classic children's story. This plush educational toy retails for $24.99.
It's some swink.
All right, we'll play you the sound now.
Who swunk the...
Get it? And you'll win the money. Here it is. What's the sound?
Is it just pulling the top off the box?
No, it's not.
No. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jolly swink man.
I want to guess the secret sound.
Please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down.
This will probably be our winner.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Damien.
Damien, where do ye live?
I live in Warrenton, Virginia.
All right, Damien, you won the Lobstergram delivery of two live Maine lobsters.
Ooh.
Courtesy Lobstergram. Check out www.livelob.com. Are you ready?
Yeah, can I hear the sound?
Yes, I'm going to play it for you now, Cleet. Here we go, Cletus. Here it is. What is it?
The sound of the box being cut.
It is not the sound.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry, Damien. Merry Christmas.
If we do not get it on the next call, we will reveal the sound and simply take a call number 100.
Ah, very good. Ooh. Well, that a lot of people will be happy about that.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there.
Last chance. What's your name?
Jim.
Where are you from, Jim?
Spokane.
Jim, you won the Lobstergram delivery of two live Maine lobsters, courtesy of Lobstergram. Go to www.livelob.com.
What'd you say, sir?
Live fish.
Yes.
Cool.
Sort of.
Yes, lobsters.
Very good. I this guy sounds like a smart guy.
All right, here are your parameters. You're the last person that gets to guess. If you don't get it, we throw it wide open to a call 100.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Oh, man.
Here's the sound. What is it?
That is, there's a cardboard... sleeve around the box, and that's pulling that open.
Huh?
I know what he's saying.
Like
yeah.
The belt that goes over
like a belt
box?
Around the box.
At finer stores.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Nordstrom's
like
box.
Like a Nordstrom box.
You have that little cardboard piece that seals the box.
Well,
and...
he's going to be going to Nordstrom without that 1900
plus.
Yeah.
You are SOL.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. All right, now listen. I want to tell everybody that tried. This was the toughest sound of all.
Yeah, toughest of any secret sound ever, I think.
You got yourself a shirt box like Rob Spiewak has right in front of us.
Right.
When you open up a shirt box,
right?
You know the folds in the corners?
Yes.
You know, like when you get it, do it now on microphone, Robbie. Hold on.
It's hard to do. This box is not as crisp as the one that I used to record it.
Buzz had the sound. Buzz guessed it correctly. How did you put it, Buzz?
I said it's the opening or the unfolding of a box.
Yes.
Right.
The sound is the opening of a folding shirt box.
Starts out flat. Right. You fold the corners up, and that sound that you heard on the tape, that's the sound that it makes.
Like that.
I mean, think about it.
It's amazing. As you make that sound, the sound that we hear on the tape is completely different.
Would you like to hear the context?
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
I'm sorry. I wish I had the original box.
So give me the box. Let me explain again. Anybody that gets like a dress shirt for Christmas... You've got a box that has folding corners.
Right, and then you pop it open.
Yeah, so when you get the box from the department store,
right.
It's flat in your bag. And when you get home, you pop the four corners open
right.
That are pleated.
Right.
What we did was take one of these shirt boxes that was flat.
And we popped it open.
Popped it open.
On microphone.
That's basically the sound of the cardboard corner rubbing against the cardboard that's the top of the box.
Right.
Tricky, eh?
Yes, very much so.
Trick,
very much so.
That sound is a secret sound. Yeah. Very secret.
That sure is.
Sounds like a car door opening.
And a lot of people were very, very close
yes,
on that one.
That's right. A lot of people. Unfortunately, we didn't have a winner.
No winner.
We did not.
Try to contain your joy.
We also would have taken briefcase opening.
Well, what that means now is... Be the 100th caller.
All right.
Wow. And you'll win $1,976. I got upside down. $1,976.31.
All for you for the holidays.
Right now, be the 100th
stay
caller.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
And stay
coming
tuned.
Up on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, with Buzz.
Right.
Because everything's Baz Ackwards right now. All these carts are loaded backwards in here.
Dear.
Buzz?
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
It's Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, lead story tonight. Is it that 12 hours from now, I'll be cut on? I just realized that.
That should be the lead.
I just realized that.
Should be the
what
lead.
The hell am I doing here doing this stupid show?
Yeah,
you're going under
home.
The knife.
Buzz, what's your lead story?
Tonight, the Supreme Court keeps us hanging on.
Oh, F them.
Yeah.
I almost really said it.
Yeah, I know.
I almost said
no,
it.
No, come on.
F them. Okay, call 100. Give you the money. Get the news from Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Merry Christmas from the John and Mike Show.
All right, time for the news and comments with Buzz.
All right.
But first,
yes,
we do have a call 100.
All right.
Somebody who's going to be a little wealthier this holiday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we never did give away the money for that secret sound.
Right.
I maintain it was a damn good secret sound. I think when we get back from vacation that we're going to have to just restart the whole secret that sounds like this. People really seem to get into that contest. And the secret sounds when we get back into normal conditions might be just a little easier. But that wasn't an easy one. That was impossible.
Yeah.
The candy cane wrapper was not that bad.
No, the candy cane wrapper was actually not too bad
that
at all.
Good.
That one was a tough one.
That was very tough.
That was our ace in the hole.
What the hey? Are you ready? Call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But what caller am I? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello, what caller am I?
No.
Am I caller 100?
Unfortunately not.
You're the 99th caller.
No, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, you know we do that sometimes.
Oh, come on.
You know, sometimes we do that.
No, you can't do that to me.
Well, I'm sorry we've done it to you. You're the 99th caller.
Oh, please.
You were
try again
close.
After the first of the year.
Oh, all right.
You are closer than a hair on a nunny's cunny.
Oh, man.
Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Oh, he's cussing.
He sounded like a decent sort.
Yes, absolutely.
It was just a judgment call. I looked at Mike.
Yeah.
Mike looked at me.
And then we realized he was caller number 99.
That we had miscounted.
Yes, it happened.
So here we go. It's all or nothing on this one, baby.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are.
That is an assertive answer.
Yeah.
What is your name, my friend?
My name is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
Mike, listen to us on good old WJFK. Mike, you have won every friggin' dime we have left.
Yeah, buddy.
$1,976.31.
That is awesome.
Enjoy. What are you going to do with your money?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to go to some websites and get myself a whore for tonight.
Hey, good
okay,
answer.
Listen.
All right. Yeah. Gave it to the right guy.
Absolutely. Get a whore for tonight.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I basically just work with office services in downtown D.C.
Good for you.
Beautiful. All right. Well, listen. Call 100. Did you have any idea about the secret sound?
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
Not a clue.
All right. Well, listen, you cleaned us out.
Awesome.
We have Dick to give away now. $1,976.31. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Absolutely.
We do appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, he's a happy guy. Call 100.
I like that guy. I'm glad he won.
Yeah. Too bad for the other guy, the caller 99.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame.
We've just got to figure that out to make sure that when we take the call, it's actually the 100th call.
Yeah, sometimes you hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Someday.
What can I say?
That happens.
Right. Hit shappens. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. From the Supreme Court today, nothing.
Oh, please.
From the Supreme Court today, no word on even when they plan to make a ruling or an announcement. But in the meantime, Americans trust the Supreme Court. At least that's what public opinion polls were saying today. By a better than 2-to-1 margin, people expressed faith in the U.S. Supreme Court to make a fair and impartial decision about the Florida recount.
Do you think by the time I have a new kidney, we'll have a new president?
When do you think you'll have you won't get a new kidney, per se.
Yeah, but
you're not withholding information from it.
But by the time the kidney is taken out of me,
right,
now,
the bad kidney.
Yeah. Do you think we'll have a new president by then?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I think the decision, no matter how long, I think the reason they're taking an extra day is to create the atmosphere of impartiality, when in fact this is a purely partisan decision that will come down on the side of George W. Bush, that will come down tomorrow, and Al Gore will concede tomorrow. I would. It's a shame we're not going to be here, but remember I said that because that's exactly what's going to happen.
But technically, it's not been resolved before we go on vacation.
No, absolutely.
And
we
have no money bet on that.
That's right. It would have been an interesting thing if we had bet. Since the days were changed, it would have been an interesting way to resolve the bet.
I think you need to use, it's not resolved yet, because originally you said the day of vacation, which was the 15th, so
right.
I think the bet goes to the 15th.
And the 15th.
Oh, F you, Rob. Okay. I give you that wonderful gift. Listen, I do know this. I do know that when we get back from vacation, I've got to go have lunch with Dennis Murphy at the Palm, because who wants to be a millionaire?
Yep.
He's still on ABC's schedule four nights a week.
Still on the lineup. And you know, when I was saying that about the situation, I wasn't thinking in terms of our bet. I was thinking in terms of what I just think the Supreme Court's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's going to happen. And I think Gore's ready to concede as soon as it does happen. But
I think they're going to F it up again.
You think they're going to, like, continue it and prolong it?
Yes. I certainly do.
It could happen.
It really could happen.
And then that would all be thrown out on the 18th if some of the members of the Electoral College decide to vote differently than we expected them to.
And listen, really, you know, I said this a month ago, and I'll say it again today, since it would be my last chance since we're gone until, you know, the 2nd of January. How come more people are not pissed about this?
They're very patient.
I think the majority of people in this country just know that the result of it, the end result of whatever it is not going to be anarchy, is not going to be... It'll play out eventually, and I think people just don't... You know, they're not... Nobody's really concerned about
it. I'm not calling for anarchy. I'm not calling for mobs in the street and overturning cars and, like, the Lakers have won the championship. I'm just saying, forget like, when they do the man-on-the-street interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people are like Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's pretty cool. It's history, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's history in the making. How come they don't interview a guy like me? I'm pissed.
You're still angry.
Yes.
You've been angry since the day after the election.
Foreclosure.
I know.
November 8th, we should have had a winner.
You're not angry as much as you're impatient.
Right.
I mean, you're not like pounding your fist all the time, but you're impatient. You're ready for this thing to be done.
And I'm past who wins or loses. It'd be like if they played the Super Bowl.
Right.
And a month later, you're still debating about whether the guy from Tennessee got the ball over the goal line or not.
You know, and I've come full circle on that. You know, at first, of course, I wanted my guy to win, and now I'm almost thinking I'd rather have the other side win because he's going to have such a tough time of it.
It's going to be a nightmare.
I mean, no matter what, in 4 years, and in 2 years with the congressional elections, I think the party that's in power is going to be out of power.
Mm-hmm. It could happen.
Supreme Court, please. Supreme pain in the ass court. God damn it.
You wanted that decision today, didn't you?
Yeah. Frankly, to be honest, I don't see why they couldn't have done it yesterday. They knew yesterday what they wanted to do.
I think they did, too.
They've read all the goddamn briefs. They've heard everything that goddamn lawyers have had to say.
Right. They didn't read Dennis Murphy's brief.
Thank goodness.
They could have saved this nation a lot of collective time. They would have, you know, gone in for 5 minutes and come out and gone, okay, here's the deal. 5-4.
this guy wins, this guy loses. Good night, everybody.
And they could have saved the nation a lot of time if they did it initially, too. If they rule for Bush tomorrow, they could have ruled for Bush way back when, and this would have been avoided.
People have faith in the system, and they have faith in the Supreme Court by a 2-1 margin for them to be fair and impartial.
Please.
Most Americans...
Supreme Court blows.
Most Americans say they'd rather those justices make the call than, say, the Florida legislature or the United States Congress.
Well, I feel that way.
I'd rather have the animal court. That show that Judge Wapner's on now.
Yeah. Oh,
have you
good.
Seen that?
Yes, I have.
It's the people's court. It's the people's court, except with people like, you got a guy who goes, hey, listen, this guy's dog has been crapping in my yard every day. And Judge Wapner decides about it.
Does he still have old, skanky old Doug Llewellyn with him? Or is
But he still has Rusty the Bailiff.
Rusty the white-haired bailiff.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
The Florida Supreme Court, on the other hand, was one of the least trusted choices in this public opinion poll, and the Florida legislature scored even worse. As for what the public thought the Supreme Court ought to decide, we're divided right down the middle, pretty much. 49% said declare the recount ended. 47% said resume the recount.
Why don't they take a poll to ask how many Americans are sick of goddamn polls?
Russ,
hold on
should.
A second. All right. Man, I don't mean Polish people.
Right.
Thank you.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys already got your other call, right?
Got the other caller for what?
100.
The caller 100.
Yes.
Well, the show goes off early in Saks. I couldn't tell, and I knew you guys were screwing around.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
You guys have a great Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I call it 100.
You know what? These are all people in markets where we've been cut off.
Shots in the dark.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got you. No, sorry. We got the winner.
You got the winner.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great holiday.
We will. Thank you.
What nice people.
Yeah. Two very nice balls in a row.
Love you, guys.
Very nice. Love you a long time. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What caller number am I?
Oh, that's all we're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry your market cut you off early. We have the winner.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. But have a happy holiday.
Okay.
Well, 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 nice people.
Okay. two really nice guys with nice holiday sentiments. One dick.
Yeah.
Dick wad.
Yeah, all right. All right. It's probably one of the Supreme Court a-holes.
Probably.
Scalia. Whoever it was.
You got it right.
Scalia. O'Connor.
Please. Old farts.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Did I win?
No, Justice Souter, you didn't win.
Thank you, though. Thank you.
I'm a winner.
No, you're not. We have the winner already. Thank you, though.
100. I'm the 100th caller.
No, right. No, you're not. No, you're not, Judge Thomas. Thank you, though.
100th caller.
No, you're not. Thank you.
God damn it, I'm the 100th caller.
No, listen, I told you goodbye. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
Got to do this. Be back. More news. Nothing presidential, please. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas and...
Merry Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
And before we get to news, let me dedicate this one to Mike.
Just hear those players sing a
ladies and gentlemen, Robert Goulet.
Come on, it's lovely weather for Jesus. Together with you.
Thanks.
It's
not Goulet per se.
Me loving Goulet.
Come on, it's bag.
Giddy up, giddy up.
Yes. Hi, bud.
Look at the show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Look at the show.
Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh says he'd rather just clock out now.
Hey, happy holidays.
He's asked a federal judge to stop all the appeals filed on his behalf and to set a date for his execution. McVeigh says he knows he's acting against the advice of his lawyers. He was sentenced to death for the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. 168 people were killed, more than 500 injured. His former Army buddy, Terry Nichols, was sentenced to life in prison for his part in the bombing.
Daryl feels bad about that.
Yes, absolutely.
Daryl Nichols.
Hey, more shrimp?
That's the first place I go.
Well, this is nice for Christmas. President Clinton won't be disbarred, at least until after he leaves office.
President Clinton.
That's great.
His last day is January 20th. Now a judge has ruled that the first preliminary hearing won't be held until January 11th. Some Clinton haters in Arkansas were trying to get the president's law license revoked because he was less than truthful about Monica Lewinsky under oath.
President Clinton.
Clinton's. Did you see the Clintons last night?
I saw the Clintons light the tree.
Yes, all of them were up there on the big podium.
Clinton has said disbarment is too harsh a punishment for that.
Clinton.
The Grinch got a breakup for Christmas. Access Hollywood says Jim Carrey and Renee Zellweger split up a few weeks ago.
Shocker. You knew that had to happen.
Yeah, yeah, they were too goofy.
Way too freaking in love.
Absolutely.
He
has issues, you know.
Yeah.
The couple met more than 2 years ago, but didn't become a couple until after they'd made Me, Myself, and Irene, which came out about 6 months ago.
Gee, do you think Jim's got problems? He seems to fall in love and bang every girl he's in a movie with.
Yeah, exactly.
He's fine. Well, let me tell you something. I really love the girl.
Yeah.
I love her. She changed my life.
So I guess he's banging Christine Baranski now.
No.
Oh, right, the lady from Whoville.
Yeah, right. Prosecutors could have dropped the charges against Robert Downey Jr., but they didn't. They pressed forward with those charges yesterday, 2 felony drug counts and a misdemeanor. It could put the Oscar-nominated actor behind bars for up to 8 years if he's convicted.
Oh, that's a shame. Hey, tough tease. Okay, I'm sick of reading about him. Honest to God.
And does William Shatner know...
Going to Miami, I think, isn't he, Rob?
I believe so.
To lay on a beach, to relax.
The man best known as Captain Kirk is parting company with Priceline.com.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
According to some reports, he's parting company. The New York Post says Shatner steamed about all the money he's lost, at least on paper, with the recent nosedive of Priceline stock.
And he's gone!
The money's gone.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Do you know where you're going to?
No.
Okay. Do you know what life is showing you? Whatever.
You like the things, but
you like the things.
Now, why should he be pissed? Because he's the guy who had stock options.
Uh-huh.
The company went public.
Yes.
He could have made, at least on paper,
right,
gazillions.
Right.
Why don't you at least take some of the gazillions and pull it out?
Right.
And keep it for yourself.
You don't, because you're greedy and you think that those stock options are going to make more and more and more, and you don't cut your losses early.
Well, the Priceline stock represented his paycheck for a series of fairly entertaining radio and TV commercials, most of which made fun of his singing.
Right.
The stock that was worth $165 a share last year is now worth $2.25.
I'll tell you, Rob Spiewak has a theory on why William Shatner didn't get out of the stock market.
Yes, he was miming it to us.
But it still doesn't explain the murder of his wife.
We can't share it with you.
It wasn't a murder, Rob. It was an accident.
Okay, Buzz, whatever.
Suicide.
Okay, suicide in quotes.
William Shatner was in church that evening with OJ.
That's right.
Johnny Hate.
Merry Christmas, Bill Shatner.
So Shatner's cut shrank from nearly $21 million to a tad just over $200,000. He did manage to cash out some of his stock before it hit rock bottom, and he's co-starring with Sandra Bullock in a new movie, so he'll probably be okay. Oh, by the way, the company, Priceline, denies that he's no longer a spokesman. They say he's still with them, but Priceline is now just using outtakes from previous commercials and still photos for their commercials.
What is the commercial where they do that slow zoom in on him, and he's like acknowledging the crowd, and the narration is, I gotta get out of here, and then they get a close-up of his face, and he's almost crying, and I have no idea what that commercial is about. I mean, I know it's funny when he was first talking about Priceline, but the last commercial,
I don't know,
made literally no sense.
So if he needs money, go to some Ramada Inn where you have guys who dress up in Klingon suits and, you know, sign the stupid autographs for them.
He will never have to do anything else.
There's always that.
Go the Sulu route.
They have a drug. It's a
who? The Sulu route. You know, go to George Takei route.
Right.
Hi. Hi, this is Sulu. Takei will be at the Holiday Inn.
One more buzz. They have a drug, it seems, for just about everything these days. The latest, according to USA Today, is a pill that helps compulsive shoppers control their urges.
Really?
Yes.
I wish they put that in liquid form. I put it in my wife's coffee.
Researchers say that between 2 and 8% of our population has the disorder and that most of them are women. For 3 months, they tested the drug citalopram on 21 women.
This is Freda, and I live to please my husband.
Here's your test case right there. Send me a bottle.
They say 80% of the women were better off for it. A compulsive shopping is defined as a preoccupation with purchasing unneeded items that cause distress, social, or occupational impairment.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
And or financial problems.
Well, yeah, let me cue that one up again. Just give you one moment
this
there.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
Buzz, I'll give you the option.
Yes?
You get it to me in pill form,
uh-huh.
I'm going to have to use it in baseball bat form.
I'll get the pills.
Like I told her today before the show. Uh-huh. Stop buying stuff. You smashed everything we own. Time for a call 100 right now with a prize package selected especially for you.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, like this. I want to put the nuts in it. Okay, there we go. That's for it. And we got it.
Yeah.
For one brief moment, I saw all the bolts silhouetted against the lights of the traffic, and then they were gone.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge. I said the word, the big one, the queen mother of dirty words, the F-dash-dash-dash word.
What did you say? That's what I thought you said.
Merry f***ing Christmas
for the Don and Mike Show.
Merry Christmas!
You should have mentioned that news tonight has been sponsored by Best Buy. Buzz Burbank brought to you by Best Buy. This holiday season, give the magical gifts so that people have more fun with their time. Best Buy. Turn on the fun. Hello, guys.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, it wasn't A-Rod money, but Manny Ramirez is also now in the $20 million club.
I'm very happy about this. This is my Christmas present.
Good. The slugger signed with the Boston Red Sox yesterday for $160 million over 8 years.
And for all of you out in the hallway that are mocking me for my enthusiasm, I am fully aware of the fact that this does not mean the Red Sox are going to win a world championship.
Good. Good.
What it does mean is for the first time in a long time, they actually spent money for a marquee player, and that's it. That's why I'm happy, so please stop mocking me.
Remember this next September.
he mocks me. I asked not to be mocked.
Yes.
He mocks anyway.
Yes.
Remember this next June.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good chance that I'll start cursing out Manny for making the money he's making.
Remember this in April.
Yeah.
What's opening day?
I don't know.
Like April 15th or something?
Something like
Remember
that.
Remember this April 16th.
You know, you do have a chance of me going full circle the other direction in April if he hurts himself in spring training.
Wait till you hear me that,
Mr. Moneybag.
Well, that $160 million over 8 years includes a $16 million signing bonus. Ramirez batted .351 last season with 38 homers and 122 RBIs.
Right.
These days, people think of Michael Jordan as, among other things, part owner of the NBA's Washington Wizards. But now he actually owns an even bigger part of the NHL's Washington Capitals.
So, hey, great. Maybe he'll be able to work his magic on them.
Co-owner Ted Leonsis has made it so. The details have not been made public, but it's believed that Jordan owns about 12% of the hockey club.
Right.
And finally, a Virginia man is in trouble for mooning some sheriff's deputies.
Hi, what do you think of this, Sheriff?
The deputies had set up a sobriety checkpoint in Stafford, Virginia.
It was a great Christmas party.
When they heard someone tapping on the glass in a restaurant window on that street.
It's the same, huh?
The officers turned around and saw this guy pull down his pants, press his butt cheeks against the window, and
this is same, huh?
And give him the finger.
This is same, huh?
So they've charged him with indecent exposure. The man says he did it because he's against sobriety checkpoints.
There this is same, huh?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yeah,
that's it. We've got to go. Thank you, everybody, for a great 2000.
Yes, it was a great year, very successful year for the show.
All your support, all the ratings, thank you. We do love you. We'll be back January 2nd, okay? We're taking off a couple of days early so I can have the snip, and we're coming back a couple of days early. See you on January 2nd. Have a great holiday. Don't hurt yourself. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Mike, been great working with you for 15 years.
Absolutely. And let's do another 15 more. Let's do another few more. 15 more, we'll definitely be dead.
Let's not do 15 more.
15 more. We'd like to play it better than that.
We do want to thank everybody who has voted thus far on Playboy.com. Hannah Storm has moved up to second place with 9,987 votes.
Just a few votes.
partisan barrier.
Wow.
And she's very close to Melissa Stark. Keep voting.
Please.
Because, well, this is a long, drawn-out story, and we're running out of time, but I'll tell you that Rudy Marsky from USA Today got a call from Playboy.
Oh, good.
They were wondering how Hannah Storm
right.
was rising in these polls. And
now he knows, of course. Rudy knows better than most people.
Right, so maybe we'll get some pump through that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep voting for it, Playboy.com. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ho, 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 caller 100.
Right. Oh, and the pictures of our Christmas party will be up tonight.
Tonight
at www.2xposed.com.
Right.
Great photos of Wendell all S-faced. What's your name?
Hi, this is Brian from Bakersfield.
Brian, Bakersfield, California, call 100. Brian, you won a LobsterGram delivery of two live Maine lobsters, courtesy of LobsterGram. Check out www.livelob.com for a complete description of LobsterGram deliveries available. They make great gourmet gifts for anyone.
Very cool.
Thank you for listening at Bakersfield on our great affiliate, KGEO. Okay, I've got to thank Mike and Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Don.
For all of your hard work. Thank you, Lisa. We sure do love you long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Scrooge McBroyhill, even if you don't want to be a part of Christmas,
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Yeah. F you. We still like you, too.
Merry sure Christmas.
Do. Yeah, son of a bitch.
And good luck with your procedure tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you.
And everything else that you're doing down there.
I will come back a new man on Jan 2nd.
Very good.
And we will see you then. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Buddy.
And more importantly, Rob, good luck with the baby.
Hey, oh, my
yeah.
God.
Rob, almost forgot that Carrie's going to get the C-section.
Well, we don't know yet. We'll know a lot more on Thursday because we're getting a sonogram on Thursday, but I'll call all of you as soon as we know anything.
Very good, and good luck with the baby.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, all you guys.
Yes, when we come back, how scary will this be?
Yeah.
This man will be a father.
Ah!
I'd alert all our listeners to look for some major mood swings.
We will,
That's right. I won't be so pleasant anymore.
We will see you then. Rob, are you ready?
Yes, let's
please
do it.
Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might be late.
Oh!
That is the
diving
hat. Right off your nose.
Oh! Hey, your wife's not getting a C-section because...
No, no, that's not a... I just found out that that's not a place where people sit.
Oh, okay. Right,
I had no idea. I thought there was an area for that at the Christmas party.
We will see you on January
2nd. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Celebration, you're saying, yeah. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.